Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 31st day of March 2009 on this Tuesday edition. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. We're going to get a report coming up from Paul Joseph Watson in the UK on the G20 meetings coming up in Europe. Obama is traveling to the UK tomorrow on April Fool's to kneel before the Queen of England. He's been practicing his etiquette. And then, of course, he then goes on to the continent of Europe to openly set up world government ruled by the banks. So I'll be breaking down everything ahead of the G20 meeting coming up. Nicolas Sarkozy's threat to walk out of global summit if a global regulatory agency is not set up. So he's pushing for the world government. He says the Anglo-Saxon group, the United States and England, have engineered all of this. Well, that's certainly true. But France is integral part of that, married into the entire power structure. So this is like Hermann Goering saying that Hitler is bad, Joseph Goebbels saying that Heinrich Himmler is bad. This is just absolutely ridiculous. Also, there are reports in the mainstream news, London Independent and others, and Kurt Nemo has done a great report on it, Anarchist Plot Mayhem for G20 in London. These are foundation-backed groups. Now, every time I mention that the anarchists are government-paid shills, I don't mean every anarchist group. There are hundreds of these groups, but the big ones that they fly around the world, that they used in 99 in Seattle, some of the groups they had in Denver, some of the groups they had in Canada, they've been caught over and over again in mainstream news being run by the police, being run by security services, and they attack other police, generally led by police, and then put it on the news to demonize all the peaceful protesters. So that becomes the news instead of what the G20 is doing or what the North American Union SPP summit is doing or what's really going on at the Democratic National Convention or what's happening at the World Trade Organization in Genoa, Italy, or Seattle, Washington. And I saw on the Times of London, it says, protest the protest. Annoyed by the G20 riots? Have a rant about it. That's below the Sarkozy story, another link to it, where, you know, they're, oh, look at this rabble. You know, the capitalist bankers are trying to fix it, but the dirty anarchist, they aren't. And all of these labels are incorrect. The big central banks are not capitalists. They're thieving robber barons that create fiat assets and buy everything up that's real with it and then basically bankrupt the economy to grab up what they don't have. So they're not capitalists, they're criminal pirates. And the anarchists, every time you go out to the really bad ones that are flown in and paid for by foundations on record, I made a whole film about it, Police State to the Takeover, with them admitting it, local newscasts admitting it, the news, police admitting it, police angry that they were told to stand down by Delta Force-led anarchists. Yes, Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Seattle Weekly, Delta Force. You know, Cheney's private hit rings, hit teams, hit wing, as they're now calling it. Well, it isn't just Cheney. It's been going on since 1979. And they were there leading the 50 anarchists who were housed and protected by the government next door to the police station. And they go out and attack the police. The police are told to stand down. And then the media says, why won't the police do anything? And a day later, they say, okay, attack the 60,000 peaceful demonstrators. I mean, this is a fact, an absolute fact, not in triplicate, not in quadruplicate, but in hundreds of confirmed reports. Now, we're going to go into that, but even bigger is something in mainstream news we keep trying to explain to people for the last 5 years. We've been reporting this for 5 years. We will tell you the big news when we get back after this quick break. Please stay with us. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, jonesreport.com, infowars.net, arnoldexposed.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here is one of the most important stories of the day. 5 years ago, the Republicans and Democrats changed the pension rules to state that private companies no longer have any obligation to ever actually pay on the pensions. And they changed a bunch of other rules where they could invest in speculative things like derivatives and that whole class of fraud. And at that point, we began to see major companies default on pensions or make deals through the unions or through their employee groups to cut them. Now, here is the Boston Globe from yesterday by Michael Cranish. Concern increases as losses mount. Failing plans could overwhelm agency. Just months before the start of last year's stock market collapse, the federal agency that insures the retirement funds of 44 million Americans departed from its conservative investment strategy and decided to put much of its $64 billion insurance fund into stocks. Now, it's also come out for the last 15 years, the FDIC was supposed to, by federal law, the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation, to go out and to make banks put a very small percentage of their deposits into the insurance corporation. And now we learn that they haven't been doing that, and that's why the FDIC is already bankrupt if they don't get another couple hundred billion now, with more and more banks and insurance companies and brokerage firms going under. So you've heard about Harvard and Yale and all the other major universities losing 20, 30, 40% of their portfolios, not just their retiree funds, but their general funds they've been investing in. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, your savings, your retirement, if it's in big mutual funds or IRAs, most of it has been fed into derivatives. So even if the stock market was to go back up for a time, which it's plunged a couple hundred points yesterday, it doesn't matter because that's just an average of the top 30 blue chip stocks, and so they manipulate those numbers. It's not a true bellwether or gauge of what's happening. So just months before the start of last year's stock market collapse, the federal agency that insures the retirement funds of 44 million Americans departed from its conservative investment strategy and decided to put much of its $64 billion insurance fund into stocks, switching away from heavy reliance on bonds, which, you know, guarantee 5, 6, 7%, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation decided to pour billions of dollars into speculative investments such as stocks in emerging foreign markets, real estate, and private equity funds. And a lot of that was derivatives. The agency refused to say how much of the new investment strategy has been implemented or how much the fund has fared during the downturn. The agency would only say that its fund was down 6.5% and all of its stock-related investments were down 23% as of last September 30th, the end of the fiscal year. So that's 3 months ago. No, September. That's not just the end of last year. It's September. So October, November, December. We're talking 5 months. January, February, March, 6 months. And then most of the real sinking has happened since then. You know, the market was down 20-something percent then, and so they were down 23%. Now it's down by upwards of 50%, so we can safely say it's a 50% reduction. All of its stock-related investments were down 23% as of last September 30th, the end of its fiscal year. But that was before most of the recent stock market decline and just before the investment switch was scheduled to begin in earnest. So they took the federal insurance backed by taxpayers, and right when they knew derivatives bubble was imploding, they pumped that all in. You like that, huh? Right when they knew it was all going down, they pumped it in. They took your money and they did that. No statistics on the fund's subsequent performance were released. Now notice the feds are saying, we won't tell you what's going on. Just like the private Federal Reserve goes before the Senate and the House and says, we're not going to tell you. We're above government. We're above the law. The president, the Congress, no court, no agency can ask us any questions. But give us $12 trillion, and they've already gobbled that in less than 6 months since October 3rd. I mean, do you understand what's happening? You think things are bad now. That's why the Army's standing by. That's why they're setting up a police state, because they're criminals. They have robbed all of us. The only hope out of this is to identify them as criminals and have them arrested and then have trials, and they will turn state's evidence, and it will all come out. We can have a peaceful revolution and start reversing this. But, of course, that won't happen. The yuppies feel like they're part of the establishment. They will go down with the ship and take all of us with them, and all the Kool-Aid-drinking Obama supporters will as well. Nonetheless, analysts expressed concern that large portions of the trust fund might have been lost at a time when many private pension plans are suffering major losses. The guaranteed fund would be the only way to recover the plans if the companies go into bankruptcy. The truth is, this could be huge, said Zivi Bodhi, a Boston University finance professor who in 2002 advised the agency to rely almost entirely on bonds. This has the potential to be another several hundred billion dollars if the auto companies go under. They have huge unfunded liabilities. And see, what has Obama said? He says they're going to pay at least part of your pension and they're going to reduce your health care, and they're going to they've taken control of GM. They said, step down. You're fired. We're putting in a CEO who'll do what we say. Unprecedented, literal financial dictatorship by the president. Himself a complete puppet of the private offshore banks. This has the potential to be another several hundred billion dollars if the auto companies go under. They have huge unfunded liabilities and pension plans that would be passed on to the agency. See, what happened, I'm reading out of the Boston Globe here, what happened is, and the IMF and World Bank have bankrupted hundreds of third world countries. They go and buy off the governments, have them sign on 25% loan sharking rates. $1 billion turns into $50 billion in just a decade. You know, so you get $1 billion loan of your Nigeria, Argentina, or a $2 billion loan. It turns into $45, $50, $60 billion. Paid to private banks with original U.S. taxpayer money. That's predominantly what the IMF and World Bank gets, about half its money. And then they take your tax money, they go loan it at loan sharking rates, and then the private banks get the $49 billion that is paid back on the $1 billion in the decade, and then the country's totally enslaved, and then our nation's enslaved. But the bankers said, hey, and the RAND Corporation talks about this, British Ministry of Defense 2007 prospectus on what the future holds, what the Army War College says, what Professor Thomas Barnett at the Naval War College says, is they openly work for this international cartel, the military works for them. And that's why they've geared up the police and the FEMA camps and all of this, because when they steal everything you've got, you're going to get angry, and they're going to drop the police down on you like a big fat hammer. When a criminal robs a liquor store or robs a department store or robs your house, they come in with a gun, and they say, get on the floor. I'm going to put you in, I'm going to bound your hands. That's what NORTHCOM is. It's the handcuffs. So they tie you up, they hog tie your legs and hands with Homeland Security. They stage some terror attacks so they can sell it. They hog tie you, get you on the ground, and then they're walking out with everything in front of you. That's the New World Order. It's real simple. So let me give you the newsflash. They took your pension funds. They took the pension fund insurance, federal money. They took the university funds, and they pumped it in the last decade into these Ponzi schemes and leveraged trillions into 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion. That's even been in mainstream news, that it's over 1,000 trillion. A lot of the economists we talk to say it's over 1.5. But let's just say 1,000 trillion. And they bought up everything with that, see? Now, in the name of bailing it out, they're engorging even more cash while cutting off credit and liquidity to further shut down the economy so they can buy it all up. And we better get this message out to people, or it's only going to get worse and worse. So let me give you a newsflash. Unless you politically get angry and discredit both the Republicans and the Democrats, who act like they're fighting with each other, and expose the big game, there is no hope of coming out of this in any way. Total world government feudalism and bondage. That's what's being set up right now. World government openly. In addition, Peter Orszag, head of the White House Office of Management and Budget, has serious concerns about the agency. I love how Bill Clinton helped ram all these changes through, and now he's all over the news. He has serious questions. Same thing with this guy. Oh, we're really concerned about this when they engineered it. In addition, head of the White House Office of Budget Management and Budget has serious concerns about the agency, according to an Obama administration spokesman. Last year, as director of the Congressional Budget Office, Orszag expressed alarm that the agency was investing a greater share of its assets in risky securities, which he said would make it more likely to experience a decline in the value of the portfolio during an economic downturn, the point at which is most likely to have an assumed responsibility for a larger number of underfunded pension plans. So just with this one 50-something or $64 billion they gobbled, they then took that money, did credit default swaps and about five other levels of pyramid schemes, just made up paper insuring it. They all got bonuses on those in the tens of billions, and the money went into a black hole. See how that works? Meanwhile, Limbaugh says it's free market to let the bankers do this and to give them all their bonuses of stolen money. And he calls Obama a socialist, who's engineered all this and working with Limbaugh's handlers. What a joke.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
Story. Now listen to how they spin this, that it was a mistake the government made, even though they were told not to do it, to take the $64 billion insurance fund paid for by taxpayers to insure pension funds. However, Charles E.F. Millard, the former agency director, implemented the strategy until the Bush administration departed on January 20th, dismissed such concerns. Millard, a former managing director of Lehman Brothers, said flatly that the new investment policy is not riskier than the old one. Yeah, investing in derivatives is not more risky than buying bonds that are safe. He said the previous strategy of relying mostly on bonds would never garner enough money to eliminate the agency's deficit. So it's like a gambler. Oh, I'm down. I better just put it all on the tables, all on the crap table or the roulette wheel. The prior policy virtually guaranteed that someday a multi-billion-dollar bailout would be required for Congress, Millard said. He said he believed the new policy, which includes such potentially high-growth investments as foreign stocks and private real estate, would lessen but not eliminate the possibility that a bailout is needed. So you got the government buying real estate. Asked whether the strategy was a mistake given the subsequent declines in stocks and real estate, Millard asked, "Ask me in 20 years." This is their arrogance. The question is whether policymakers will have the fortitude to stick with it. But Bodie, the BU professor who advised the agency, questioned why a government entity that is supposed to be insuring pension funds would be investing in stocks and real estate at all. Bodie once likened the agency's strategy to a company that insures against hurricane damage and then invests the premiums in beachfront property. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I just read you the first part of the article where they said they won't say where they invested. That's a secret. The government is just a pack of Madoff criminals stealing everything. That's what they do. We have been robbed. They know it's all imploding by design, so the thieving has accelerated. And the article goes on and on and on. Since he issued that warning, he said the agency has gone even more aggressively into stocks, which he called totally crazy. The agents, no, it's not totally crazy. They're stealing it all. That's what they were put in power for. The agency's action has also been questioned by the Government Accountability Office, the investigative arm of Congress, which concluded that the strategy will likely carry more risk than projected by the agency. We felt they weren't acknowledging the increased risk, said Barbara D. Bobajerg, the GAO's Director of Education, Workforce, and Income Security Issues. Yeah, the General Accounting Office and others, as well as the Governmental Accountability Office, have all said it was illegal when Bush spent tens of billions a year in fake news packages and propaganda. Now Obama has basically tripled that, 40-something billion for the Pentagon to have domestic and international propaganda, buying off news media, paying for product placement in movies, TV. I mean, it's propaganda. Classic paid-for covert propaganda. And now Obama is spending billions of dollars in the first few months in office putting up federally paid-for TV ads through USA Service and others, which then advertise to join the federal government in volunteerism, and then it's a private group run by the Democratic Party. This is all felonies. The GAO has documented going back 5 years ago. Every time they do this, it's a felony. They just don't care. It's illegal to take taxpayer money and run TV, radio, and print ads saying join Obama and his army of volunteers. That's the quote from CNN and the White House. And it's paid for with tax money. I mean, just total criminality, total lawlessness. I keep repeating that because that's all this is. And they're going for broke. They've committed so many crimes, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they top the last crimes, their previous heights, every day, every week, every month, because they're going for broke. They know they've committed so many crimes. Unless they bring in a total police state dictatorship of the National Security Council and bring us under world government regulatory control, they're not going to get away with this. You understand? They've already robbed the bank. They're in the getaway car. And it just goes from bad to worse. So they're taking all your pension funds and stealing them right now. I just want you to know that. Your loving criminal government. And if you protest the Federal Reserve, they have the army spy on you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Last Tuesday, I played some clips from the European Parliament with multiple members of the British members of the European Parliament. MEPs, as they're called. Kind of a collage of those clips. And I meant to get to this longer clip of Daniel Hannan, who really put Gordon Brown on the spot, and Brown sat there with a goblin-like smile while he was being skewered. And I knew this was key information last week. I never got around to actually playing the full clip. We're going to do that now. It's a huge viral video, tens of millions of views all over the internet. I mean, there's, you know, copies with 2 million views, 1.5 million views, 3 million views. So folks are really waking up. But in his full speech, because this was just his comments at Brown, you know, he gets into the New World Order, world government, European Union, undemocratic, trying to take over England. This is openly discussed in England and in Europe proper. Now, here in the United States, we would try to talk about how the European Union was saying they would arrest you if you criticized them, and basically no free speech, and how they celebrated in 2007 their 50th anniversary. I thought the European Union started in 2000. Why they celebrate their 50th anniversary from the Treaty of Rome in 1957 when they officially were set up. Well, it's the same thing here. If they're successful, years from now, they'll be celebrating the 10th anniversary, the 20th anniversary. They'll be celebrating the 10th anniversary in 2000, and 15 for the North American Union. And people will be like, the 10th anniversary of it, we didn't even know we had one. They officially have Rose Garden press conferences saying they've merged the North American Union with the European Union, with George Bush, Merkel, and Barroso all up there. You know, the leaders of the European Union, the German Chancellor, and President Bush. Judicial Watch sues and gets all the documents, how it's a union, how they're merging everything, taking our rights away. See, when they abolish your nation state's true sovereignty, and then they're just kind of ceremonial, they get to set up the new system where you don't have due process or liberties or freedoms or a Second Amendment or property rights or any of it. And we're under this. That's why Obama can't allow, under these world government regulations, any of the stimulus money to be spent here in the United States. They can't direct that the bids be put out and only given to the U.S. companies, because it's globalist. So meanwhile, they're admitting that the world government's being set up over there, and that world regulatory system, Bank of the World, taxes to be paid to the private banks. But you talk about it here, for decades they preconditioned the public. Crazy people talk about the New World Order. The New World Order doesn't exist. And then they had their operatives out there who would mix serious documents, bills, news stories in with chupacabras and things like that and abominable snowmen and all of that. So then it all gets discredited. And so that's what the average person thinks of. I mean, this has all been done via a strategy, and it's very, very sad. Very, very sad. So there is a world government. We are now deeply into it. They officially founded the North American Union up in Waco, Texas at Baylor University, March 24, 2005. And we have to grow up and be adults. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement details it all. Shows the video clip, shows the documents. And people had to sue to get these documents, Judicial Watch and others. Congress asked for them and told you're not allowed to have them. See, Congress is co-equal to the president, but no, you can't see this. Just like they've signed all these deals the last 5 years to use Canadian, Mexican, Czech Republic, Ukrainian troops here in the United States. It's all over the Canadian and British press. Hardly ever in our press, to use foreign troops. And last year they signed a bunch of public ones at press conferences, and Congress said, hey, we should be involved in that. And they said, no, not under PDD 51 you are, buddy. The president, for any economic or other emergency, can do whatever he wants, and we're under this right now. We're in a state of emergency. So we're in martial law. It's just what degree of that on a Richter scale of 1 to 10. This country has been taken over. It isn't being taken over. And that's why the bankers don't care. That's why the Federal Reserve will go on Lair NewsHour or go before the Congress and say, look, we're above the law. No one can even investigate us. No one can look at anything we say or do. I mean, think of the magnitude of that alone. So I wanted to play Daniel Hannan, British member of the European Parliament. Then we're going to play BBC host Max Kaiser, talking about the fact that they've openly announced the Russians, the Chinese, the European Union are all saying go to a global currency. The IMF, World Bank are already issuing the global currency. It's in the BBC. It's in the London Telegraph. It's even in the Wall Street Journal. But Rush Limbaugh says it doesn't exist. I was listening to Alan Combs last night driving home on XM, and a caller called in and asked about it, and Alan Combs said it doesn't exist. Supercurrency is a conspiracy theory. It liberals, conservatives, they all work on the same team to keep people in the dark about the real world. And we endlessly debate the two-party system. So here is a Daniel Hannan, British member of the European Parliament. And the video is even more powerful. You can Google it. We wrote stories about it at Infowars.com. Just Google Daniel Hannan, Gordon Brown, and it'll come up for you, the video. Because the whole time, Gordon Brown is laughing at him, because just like Obama when he was on 60 Minutes, they're like, everything's imploding, everything's falling apart. Obama starts giggling and laughing minute after minute, and finally the host says, are you punch drunk? Is this funny? And it was actually real because the interviewer was kind of shaken up. Because it's bizarre. But see, this is the arrogant attitude. They have to act like it's totally normal, like thieves come in your house, grabbing your jewelry and your television set and your computer, and you say, what are you doing? And they just laugh at you and say, oh, nothing, ha, and laugh at you. This is the criminality. It's come out in the Associated Press that most of the recipients of bonuses and money, the trillions of dollars, $12 trillion already pumped out, don't pay taxes, period. Most members of Congress don't pay taxes. Geithner was told a year and a half ago to pay them and said, I don't have to. It's coming out all these big IRS agents don't pay taxes. That's all over the news today. Governors, legislatures don't pay taxes. They are a criminal class. This is what happens 99% of the time in history. Criminals take control. If you don't bound down government, keep it very small, it will team up with private groups of pirates, robber barons, and it will take you over. And so people say, oh, politicians lie, that's just what they do. See, the public kind of got conditioned, that was normal. If you support Bush, it's okay when he lies or does stuff. If you support Clinton, it's okay when he lies because, you know, he's your guy. And Obama, he's gone back on all his promises. The liberals I talked to, yeah, he has, but he has to. You know, he's got to compromise. But I thought it was change. It was going to be different. No lobbyists in the war. You know, Obama, he's fighting the huge bonuses. And it turns out he wrote the executive order and had Dodd write the bill to allow it. Then he says he knows nothing about it. I mean, just lying, scamming, thieving. And then I see these headlines all over CNN, all over Fox. It's racist if you don't like Obama. Has nothing to do with it. I mean, the guy's half white. And then he's three quarters Arab and one quarter of that half. So if he's half white, three quarters Arab, and one quarter Kenyan, what does that make him? I mean, I can call him an Arab. I can call him a white guy. He's certainly not a black guy. I could care. I'm sick of this junior high thing. Oh, I don't like Obama continuing the war. Teacher, he doesn't like black people. Well, let me just tell the white people and the black people something, and the Mexicans and everybody else, you're in the same boat with holes in it. And the bankers are sailing off in a luxury liner. And you're in the middle of the North Atlantic with icebergs around you. Seconds in that water, you'll freeze to death. Plunging into hardcore depression. This is only that we've only begun the descent into tyranny. Let me give you a newsflash. They're going to take most of your pensions. They're going to federalize it and give you a pittance on your little federal card. You're all going to be going on basically welfare. They're going to call your own money welfare. They're openly announcing this. And it doesn't matter what color you are, you're going to be robbed. See, they got black bank robbers and they got white bank robbers. They got Asian bank robbers. They got Mexican bank robbers. See, and while they've got us like little children debating what shade of brown somebody's skin is, see, they know you're suckers. They know you're made to be gang raped financially. You're made to be oppressed. You've put up with the government shipping in drugs. The drug war gets bigger and bigger, more people in prison, more drugs on the streets. They say, well, why not expand it? Why not start restricting people's home gardens? Why not boss everybody around? Why not raise hundreds of new taxes? Why not? You know, Obama comes in and says, only taxes on those making $125,000 a piece more. $250,000 total per couple. He's raising all these new carbon taxes, regulations, changing the whole tax code to get rid of all these exemptions on education, exemptions on your house, exemptions on equipment. Believe me, I got an office. I got 20-something employees. I know the tax code. And let me tell you, they're getting rid of all of it. Nothing. No exemptions. Taxes on everybody. So you want to get hurt? You want to get suckered? Well, let me tell you, you are going to get hurt, and I'm going to get hurt real bad. And all I can hope is I can tell you who did it to you, so as things get more and more bleak, the giggling, smiling, know-it-all, arrogant yuppies, and the arrogant Barack Obama supporters, and the arrogant know-it-alls that, you know, send me hundreds of emails a day, you know, you're just a racist, you don't like black people, listen, you stupid idiots. Stop being thumb-sucking morons. Obama doubled the forced abortion money and infanticide and vaccination money for Africa and Asia and Latin America. He's a eugenicist. He doesn't like you. He's an actor. He's a punk. And the sooner you figure that out, the sooner we're going to turn this around. We're looking at a cross between Soviet Russia, Maoist China, Nazi Germany, East Germany under the Soviets. We're looking at an amalgamation of that with a mixture of race warfare in the whole thing. So we've proven we know what we're talking about. I've made films that decades later come true. We study this. This is what we do, okay? There's no more time to deny the world government. There's no more time to deny the criminal takeover. Grow up now and then have respect for yourself. Have respect for yourself to fight this, to go to city councils where you can be on local cable and the news will pick you up and speak about the FEMA camp, speak about how your cities and counties have invested the pension funds in derivatives. I don't know, pick an issue, defend the Second Amendment, defend national sovereignty, call for the arrest of the bankers, go to these local Federal Reserve meetings they're having where they brainwash your local city and tell them the Federal Reserve's your friend. They know it's a propaganda war, that's why they're out there pushing. Start an Access TV show, start a local radio show, start a website, just get the buzz going, it's already there, people are now ready to listen. Get bold, recognize the threat. We always knew people would get moving when the New World Order finally closed the gates, when it finally went into full-bore New World Order operation. And now people are ready to listen. So, but you got to do more than just listen. You got to get involved and take action. And, you know, all I can do is report this stuff and break down what they're doing. People see me as some leader out there with the standard at the front. No. All I can do is enough to just study this constantly and tell you what's happening. We give you solutions, state sovereignty, block the feds that way, go for the arrest of the private bankers, take over your local governments, you know, cut taxes, get the economy going, you know, all of this stuff. But at the same time, to then get those solutions implemented, the New World Order can't get away with any of this if you go along with it. You've got to go along with it for them to be successful. They got to have you acquiesce. They got to have you stand down. Let's play the clip of Daniel Hannan. Here it is.
Prime Minister, I see you've already mastered the essential craft of the European politician, namely the ability to say one thing in this chamber and a very different thing to your home electorate. You've spoken here about free trade and amen to that. Who would have guessed, listening to you just now, that you were the author of the phrase British jobs for British workers, and that you have subsidised, where you have not nationalised outright, swathes of our economy, including the car industry and many of the banks? Perhaps you would have more moral authority in this House if your actions matched your words. Perhaps you would have more legitimacy in the councils of the world if the United Kingdom were not going into this recession in the worst condition of any G20 country. The truth, Prime Minister, is that you have run out of our money. The country as a whole is now in negative equity. Every British child is born owing around £20,000. Servicing the interest on that debt is going to cost more than educating the child. Now, once again today, you try to spread the blame around. You spoke about an international recession, international crisis. Well, it is true that we are all sailing together into the squalls. But not every vessel in the convoy is in the same dilapidated condition. Other ships used the good years to caulk their hulls and clear their rigging, in other words, to pay off debt. But you used the good years to raise borrowing yet further. As a consequence, under your captaincy, our hull is pressed deep into the waterline under the accumulated weight of your debt. We are now running a deficit that touches 10% of GDP, an almost unbelievable figure. More than Pakistan, more than Hungary, countries where the IMF has already been called in. Now, it's not that you're not apologising. Like everyone else, I've long accepted that you're pathologically incapable of accepting responsibility for these things. It's that you're carrying on, willfully worsening our situation, wantonly spending what little we have left. Last year, in the last 12 months, 100,000 private sector jobs have been lost, and yet you created 30,000 public sector jobs. Prime Minister, you cannot carry on forever squeezing the productive bit of the economy in order to fund an unprecedented engorgement of the unproductive bit. You cannot spend your way out of recession or borrow your way out of debt. And when you repeat in that wooden and perfunctory way that our situation is better than others, that we're well-placed to weather the storm, I have to tell you, you sound like a Brezhnev-era apparatchik giving the party line. You know, and we know, and you know that we know that it's nonsense. Everyone knows that Britain is worse off than any other country as we go into these hard times. The IMF has said so. The European Commission has said so. The markets have said so, which is why our currency has devalued by 30%, and soon the voters too will get their chance to say so. They can see what the markets have already seen, that you are the devalued Prime Minister of a devalued government.
We'll be right back with more news and key information. They've introduced another bill with the exact same language about forced compulsory national service. We barely got it pulled last week. And the criminals have reintroduced it again to bring literal slavery back to the United States with our white president, Barack Obama.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. Coming up in a moment, Russia backs return to gold standard to solve financial crisis, calls for world financial system, world financial currency, a new global currency. So does China again today, ahead of the G20 meeting coming up in a couple days in Europe. I haven't gotten into Obama's director status. Dictator status expands with firing of Wagner. So that is coming up as well. I do want to encourage listeners to go to prisonplanet.tv and get the 15 cent a day, $5.95 a month membership. Get a trial monthly membership or get a year and get 3 months free. Because you get all of my films, Endgame, Terror Storm, Jason Burmes' film, Fabled Enemies, the Obama Deception in super high quality. You can burn it to DivX disc. It plays in most DVD players. Great activist tool in super high quality. PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're about in the next few days to launch the new Web 2.0 version of it. We're going to add feature after feature. There's a story up on Infowars.com right now showing you the look and some of the functions and services of PrisonPlanet.tv. The best thing to get is the super high-quality DVD of the Obama Deception with all the extras on it to have it in your library at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Also, I want to tell you about some of our sponsors, folks like Pepperspray.com. We live in an unpredictable world, and as everyone knows, I'm all about preparedness. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's why I want you to visit our sponsor, Pepperspray.com, to check out their wide variety of personal security products they have available on their website. Since 94, Pepperspray.com has made your personal safety their number one priority, so give them a call at 800-908-9988. Again, that number is 800-908-9988, or visit them at Pepperspray.com and give yourself some peace of mind. On the web since 94, sell a wide variety of personal safety and security products. You're not only getting security, but peace of mind you deserve as well. Free shipping on orders above $99. Pepper spray of all kinds and strengths, stun guns and tasers, animal repellents, home safety, and personal alarms. Again, ladies and gentlemen, pepperspray.com. Okay. Now, let me just tell you about what's coming up today. We've got Rob Dew and Jason Douglas, who work for me as videographers and radio producers. I've got them out for the new Obama film we're making that comes out July 4th, the second film, in the tent cities of California. So they're going to pop in for about 10 minutes at the bottom of the next hour to give us an update on coverage there. They discovered a lot of things. They're making them wear wristbands. The police come out without warrants and make the homeless wear wristbands under threat of arrest. We even got a newscast and a mainstream news story on that as well. We've got then Steve Watson joining us for about 15 minutes after that from London, England, to break down the stage rioting and things already starting ahead of the G20 and Obama going to worship and kneel at the feet of Queen Elizabeth in the next 24 hours. And we've got Paul Watson, after he leaves, for about 15, 20 minutes joining us on a host of issues from Sheffield, England, runs PrisonPlanet.com for us, our chief editor and writer over there. And then we've got Bob Schultz. Haven't had him on in years, the We the People Foundation. Of course, we're going into tax time with the expanded tax code, getting rid of most of the loopholes. They call loopholes the write-offs on your house and mortgage and things like that. That'll bankrupt you. That's the number one job for the globalists. So Bob Schultz joining us as well today. So that is what is coming up on the guest front, ladies and gentlemen. But when we come back, Obama's dictator status expands with firing of Wagner. Straight ahead with the second hour starting in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Yeah.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live now into the second hour. I was just talking to the affiliate relations guy up at Genesis. A lot of news stations, a couple every week now, big ones, are turning us on or considering turning on the radio show. And I want to thank all of those new affiliates and all of our old affiliates that are picking up the show. We're very, very thankful for that. We also simulcast on WWCR shortwave, 11 to 3 p.m. Central, and then from 9 to 1 a.m., 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. at night on WWCR. And, of course, restreaming 24 hours a day at InfoWars.com and the free podcast with over 130,000 people downloading it a day for free at InfoWars.com. So be sure and go to the Listen Live page, the Listen page. It's got all the details and how you can listen on your cell phone. The list just goes on and on. Very excited about that. Got a bunch of guests coming up, as I mentioned, at the end of the last hour. We're going to go to the G20 and what's happening in London with guests on that front, because there's a warm-up there with rioting and things that are being staged, clearly, so we'll be breaking that down. Obama's dictator status expands with firing of Wagner. This is a PrisonPlanet.com story from Paul Joseph Watson. The staggering spectacle of a sitting president effectively firing the CEO of a private company heralds the beginning of a new phase in government takeover of free enterprise, according to the shocked Economic Observers. Economic Observers staggered at government's mortal blow to free enterprise. Obama's decision to send GM CEO Rick Wagner packing on Sunday afternoon stunned a previously buoyant stock market into a 250-point drop on Monday as traders struggled to digest the unprecedented move. Never before happened in U.S. history. This is just the latest example of expansion of Obama and his administration's power grab using the economic crisis created by the central bankers that pull their strings as an excuse to pose as the saviors while completely sinking any chances of a real recovery by not allowing incompetent banks and corporate systems to fail. And by the way, I listen to mainline AM and FM radio. I scan, listening about 2-3 minutes, driving to work and going back to home or doing errands to XM radio. I never had a car with XM in it, and recently I got a new car and it has it, and so I'm listening to it. It's great to monitor, but even mainline Fox News host, radio host, and others are saying this is staged. It's New World Order takeover. I can't believe it. It's like Alex Jones is on these shows. But they still add Al-Qaeda is going to get us, give up all your rights, you know, war on terror and all that fake stuff. And then I listen to the liberal shows, and they're saying this, and I'm even hearing, I think they call it the left channel, with little snipes at Obama. I've heard several shows go, well, you know, Bush just did this. And they go, I mean, Obama. It's hard to tell the difference. So what happens is when all the talk show hosts start waking up, most of them aren't government agents. They were just picked because they believe in the false paradigm by the programmers. As they start losing their pension funds, as they start losing their 401ks, they start getting religion and figuring out, and a lot of them admit listening to this show, liberal and conservative, and they're waking up. So we have a good chance at arresting these bankers, but we have to go all the way. And so they can't censor or shut down all the shows. And also the listeners are figuring it out. So through peer pressure, they're forcing the talk show host to talk about this. So we have a good chance of turning this around. I mean, on many fronts, this radio show could be rendered passe. You know, if these people continue to wake up and develop their understanding. But I hear show after show after show on XM saying the bankers engineered this. Because they did. It's on record they did. It's as if Obama and the Congress wants it to get worse. They're getting all this power. Yes, now you understand. Now you're getting the heart of the matter. More on this anarchist plot mayhem for G20 in London, and a lot more when we come back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's a fact. You're tuned into it. This is the tip of the spear of the info war, the front lines in the fight for liberty and freedom worldwide. Want to commend all the listeners for spreading the word about the radio show on the internet on the AM and FM dial. We have never had such explosive growth as we're having right now. Number one radio talk show on the internet, according to Shoutcast.com and other rating services. Just go to Shoutcast.com, click on their stats page. Number one in talk on the free internet. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, number one for the last year straight, above all the other big talk show hosts, and exponentially growing. Number one talk show on Flycast for your cell phones. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, because of you spreading the word and our hard work and research here. Now, again, coming up, more on Obama's dictator status expands with firing of the head of GM. Anarchist plot mayhem for G20 in London. Listen to this. The London Guardian's reporting CCTV network to be shut down during G20 summit. They did this right before the London bombing as well, the day before, and cut security by 90%. That's mainstream news. That's in my film Terror Storm. And they've done this so the police don't get caught dressed up like anarchists like they've been caught in Denver last year, Denver Post, police admit it, or in Ottawa, Canada last year at the SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership North American Union meeting, or how they got caught in Genoa, Italy, or how they got caught in Seattle, and how they've been caught in England. Oh, we're turning the cameras off today and for the next 2 days. They're turning the cameras off. So we're going to tell you why they claim they're doing that. Former Cheney aide suggests that Hersh's account of executive assassination ring is certainly true. This was on CNN with Will Blitzer. Of course there's a secret assassination team. It's called the Delta Force. And it isn't just Cheney. It's from Jimmy Carter until Barack Obama, all the presidents. And so Hersh is making it political and just about Dick Cheney. I'm just so sick of it. The left will expose the right will expose the left, and then meanwhile they're both wings on the same bird of prey, ripping the eyeballs out of the American people. Russia backs return to gold standard, new global currency. It's all coming up. But I wanted to get, as he joins us once a month, Marty Schachter, World War II veteran in the Chemical Corps, started a company in 1947 after the war with his daddy. He runs it today with his son, the original organic True Soap Company. I like to have him on once a month because this is something that really will save people money, but it's also an educational process when he's on. The big chemical companies are all about making a new market, taking over old markets. And they came in, they said, we have all this extra byproduct of petroleum refining that would be toxic waste. We'll just put it in what we call soap. It's really detergent. And it's toxic, and it causes allergies, and it causes asthma, and it's all admitted. The perfumes alone can be hundreds of different products, and you pay a lot more money for it than actual organic real soap. And I learned about this company about 7 years ago when he first became a sponsor on Genesis, because the sales manager was a conservative but also a real environmentalist, and he found out that luxury hotels, hospitals, private hospitals were buying it. They didn't sell to the public. And Michael Trudeau called up Marty Schachter and said, you ought to sponsor here. So that's what started their direct sales to the public. And that's why it's 85% off stock shopping, you know, grocery store prices. 85% off. They've got the actuaries, the numbers up at fivestarsoap.com, because there isn't the middleman. There's not the billions of dollars of advertising at Procter & Gamble and the rest of them. So I wanted to have him on just to encourage listeners. The average person spends $25-$30 a week, the average household, on, quote, cleaning products. You can get 85% off of that. Your bath soap, your hair soap, your dishwashing soap, your laundry soap, all of it. And this is real, with essential oils from fruits and vegetables. No animals, tallow, no garbage, none of it. And it really is amazing stuff. Now, there's the other side of that. People on average pay double for organic stuff at stores what they pay for the detergent. So this is 85% off detergent prices. 85% off detergent prices. And but then people that want organic are paying on average double for organic in the stores. Double the detergent when this is 85% off that. So we need to do some calculations. I've just seen myself that the organic stuff seems to be twice as much. Marty should do a calculation on that and talk about it. Marty, great to have you back on with us.
Good. Pleasure talking to you and your listeners, Alex. It's always a great joy once a month. Looking forward to this. And I want to know whether all your listeners are ready for spring cleaning. Because we got the soap for them. Not the junk science. We got the financial rescue program. Save them lots of money. Give them twice, three times the cleaning ability with real old-fashioned soap.
By the way, you know what? I'm going to do something. This IT guy, our new IT guy, has never been on air with us. Matt, come on in here. He doesn't even know I'm doing this. He's in there across the room on a computer. He won't even know what I'm talking about. We hired Matt. We didn't tell people what company this was because we don't want infiltrators. A great IT guy. Used to work for the state. And I'm going back from memory. Matt, didn't you, when we first hired you, say, by the way, I bought Calvin soap and it lasted more than a year?
Oh, yeah. I bought the 150 bars of soap. It lasted me probably 3.5 years and all. I was definitely, I like the smell of the soap. It's kind of like a fruit punch.
By the way, I didn't tell you I was going to pull you in here.
No.
I just saw you, because I was about to say on air, most of my office uses it. You know, they hear me and they know I don't make stuff up. Whatever I push, I believe in. And this all happened because Marty sent a year's supply to my wife. And a year and a half later, the year supply was gone. And she said, where'd you get that? I want more. And I called up Marty to buy more. And he said, no, I'll just send it to you. And I said, no, how about you? I endorse you. And boom, that was the sales job. You know, he's on with us because I'm sold, he's sold, win. Just the bars of stuff. They got a whole line of products. It's all multi-purpose. And it has that cherry oil, that almond oil. I mean, it has a smell. You can't, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's definitely the sound like it doesn't smell like any kind of perfume. It's real, it just smells real fruity and real fresh. I personally like it compared to anything else you can find.
So when we put the ad out, you didn't know what company this was. It just turned out, as most people that come in for the job interviews, you were already a listener.
Yes. I've been listening to you since probably the late 90s, sometime in there. And as far as the ad goes, no, I didn't know who I was applying for.
Yeah, that's interesting. But I mean, that's just interesting that literally most of this office uses it.
Yeah, I would definitely, hands down, recommend it any day of the week for bars of soap. And then they also have their, I believe it's their Seafoam for the dishwashing detergent.
Absolutely.
And all. So I would definitely, yes, definitely a good product.
Well, Matt, thanks for coming in and talking to us.
Oh, thank you.
You bet. Hey, Marty, what do you think of that endorsement?
I appreciate that very much. We've got all the phone calls we get, the faxes we get, the emails we get from satisfied users. It's a pleasure every day coming to my office and reading another email. I even got one guy who more than emailed me. He sent me a limerick. And he says, 'Twas on Alex Jones that I thee found, that sage young man of world renown, whose hearty endorsement gave me hope that I'd be happy with your pure soap.
Marty, you're something else.
Some of the things we get coming in on the mails and on the computer, it's fantastic.
Hey, Marty, you're also a great sponsor. You make this show possible, like all our great sponsors. Tell folks, you know, they should get the sampler tote bag, shouldn't they? Because you're basically shipping that out at cost to give people a sample. They should call and get that, or call and get a free catalog, shouldn't they?
Yes, free catalog covering all the details of our Pure Soap products. To try the product, they don't have to spend a fortune. $20 plus shipping. We can send them a 6-pound package. We call it a 1 to 2 month tote bag. It's got 4 bars of our beautiful pure soap. It's got 18 ounces in a little jar of our granulated laundry soap with a little tiny scoop. It's got 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo and 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our liquid cream dish glow soap. For not only pots and pans and hands and windows and floors and all-purpose cleaning, nothing like it in the country. We also include a large nylon scouring pad, 6 inches by 9 inches. They can cut it in half, cut it in quarters. It replaces Ajax and Comet and Steel Wool and SOS pads and Chore Girls and all these things you don't ever, ever need. It's virtually indestructible. It'll replace all these other additives and chemicals and solvents. Don't need it. All this put together in a package. We got one girl we hired. All she does every day is package these items by hand, put them in a bag, and we ship them out.
That's right. Folks, this is your chance to get it. 5starsoap.com, the number 5starsoap.com, or you can type it out, 5starsoap.com, or calvinpuresoap.com. Again, that's 5starsoap.com. Marty, give them your toll-free number.
800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or look us up on the web, 5starsoap.com.
One more time,
the
number.
The number, or 5, the letter, 5starsoap.com. Everything's there for you.
One more time, the number.
1-800-340-7091. Free catalog, sampler package, all for your pleasure to enjoy.
Yeah, folks, it's not hype. I mean, it's an example. We hire another IT guy, and he tells me outside one night, oh, thanks for telling me about that 5-star soap. I really love it. That's all I use now for years. I mean, that's how good this stuff is. Marty, the number one more time.
1-800-340-7091. We're waiting here for you. My son's on the phone. My daughter's here. I'm here. Our whole family is working to please you.
All right, Marty, that was the first time you gave us somebody else's limerick. Next month, we'll get another one of your great limericks.
Well, I got the limerick all ready to go. We got another minute?
All right, we'll come back and get your limerick. Then I'll get into all the news. Folks, stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized? Wall Street in continuous freefall? Scandal after scandal with hedge funds companies? If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Okay, we're going to London, England with Steve Watson in the next segment. Then we're going to get a report with our reporters on the ground, their second report from California with the spreading tent city, Schwarzenegger ordering them to be moved into sports stadiums, basically forcibly making them wear wristbands. That's now confirmed in the L.A. Times. That's coming up. We're also going to be taking your calls next hour, so get ready for that. The phones aren't open yet, though. You can Well, it's a toll-free number, but you can save your time and just call in about 20 minutes when I give the number out. Yeah, real quick, Marty, you're known for your limericks. Give us a limerick.
19th century repeat. There was an old man of Nantucket who kept all his cash in a bucket. But his daughter, named Nan, ran away with a man, and as far as the bucket, Nantucket. Pa followed the pair to Pawtucket, the man and the girl with the bucket, and he said to the man, "You're welcome to Nan, but as for the bucket, Pawtucket." Then the pair followed Pa to Manhasset, where he still held the cash as an asset. And Nan and the man stole the money and ran, and end is for the bucket, Manhasset.
Marty, you're something else. You're one in a million. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You bet. 5starsub.com. Okay. Looking here at the news in front of me. Let's go ahead and get into Russia, China, the European Union, all openly announcing a new global currency. And then in a press conference and before Congress in two separate meetings, you said, well, we're not really moving to that right now. That's what Obama said. That's what Tim Geithner said, the guy that didn't pay his taxes and used to work for the World Bank. And then on top of that, he then spoke 2 days later last week to the Council on Foreign Relations that talk show host said didn't exist, saying that, oh, yes, we are moving towards that. So that's definitely what's going on here. And all we have left is the dollar. We don't really manufacture that much. We've been put into deep debt, but we still have the fiat currency. That goes, the United States basically implodes into nothing. Instead of the long slide into depression, it could be an overnight situation. So here is a clip with BBC talk host Max Kaiser, routine guest on this show, laying it out.
Max Kaiser, let me come to you for the first part of this second part of the show. I mean, could a new powerful super currency be created? And what would the pitfalls be in giving up the dollar as a reserve currency?
Well, the pitfalls are for the U.S. The U.S. has what De Gaulle called an extraordinary privilege. They can write checks that they never have to cash. They just print new dollars. This has been going on since Bretton Woods and the end of World War II. So the America has everything to lose, and they're going to resist a new global currency every way that they possibly can. China obviously would love to be able to do their business in currencies outside of the U.S. dollar. But look what happened in the Mideast. Look what happened to Saddam Hussein when he tried to start to trade oil in euros. He was bombed and then assassinated by the U.S. Look what happened in Iran when they started talking about trading oil and gas in euros. Suddenly, America is saber-rattling in Iran. So any country looks at those examples and they say, you know, if we get out of the U.S. dollar, does this mean American Marines are going to show up in our back door and start to cause mischief? That's a legitimate concern these countries have.
Okay, well, I'm not so sure the American Marines will turn up on the streets of Beijing, Max, but let's talk about this Chinese.
Now, that shows how much things have changed, because that's on the BBC. He talks like that every week on the Oracle. He's invited me to come on, but I had to miss one of the interviews. Maybe we'll set that back up. It's the name of a show. And guess who linked to that video clip? Drudge this morning. Now, I mean, that's old news to this audience. But Drudge is linking to stuff like that. See, this is becoming mainstream. I told you, I tuned into neocon, fake conservative radio, and they're talking about New World Order, the banks imploding things by design. But they do say Obama's behind it. No, Obama is a front man just like George Bush was. See, if it was Bush still in power or McCain, the Republicans would be defending all of this. But they do defend it with their votes. They're all voting for it. And I wouldn't be so sure. I mean, the IMF and World Bank are already issuing, according to London Telegraph and Wall Street Journal, their own super currency. It's just at the monetized interbanking central banking level. It's not a physical currency. And so the CFR wants this. They want the global government. So the U.S. has to fall for the rise of the European superstate controlling the world government. The global Europe, as last Tuesday Gordon Brown called it while speaking in the European Parliament, we played that clip. A world government with world regulatory power, a world Europe, openly being announced. And again, all of these neocon talk show hosts, all these liberal talk show hosts in the control paradigm, they've been denying this, denying it and denying it and denying it and denying it, because we could have fixed this a long time ago. We could have stopped this. Now, since the establishment thinks nothing can stop it because they're bringing us into world depression, so they'll offer that as a solution. Because they think they got this cinched up, the green light came on and all these talk show hosts are giving part of the truth. So World government's real. What are we going to do about it? Now, instead of protesting or actually giving negative coverage on the G20, the feds worldwide are staging riots so they can demonize protesting, period, and free speech. We'll cover that from London, England, straight ahead after this quick break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in about 7 minutes, we're going to go to London, talk to Steve Watson, the heads up PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net, and our team. Right now, I want to go to our reporters, InfoWars.com reporters, and they're both on the same cell phone out in the field. They are still, they've been in Los Angeles and San Diego. They're now, the last few days, been up at the tent cities, little archipelago that stretches for miles. The media's downplayed that. We've confirmed that. They say 125 tents. It's close to 400 that they've been able to count, and they had to hike in to do that count, and they've done another hike, I've been told. So they're here to give us a report. But the issue here is Schwarzenegger announced, the governor of Hawaii announced, and others are announcing that you're not allowed to be homeless. They're going to force you into sports stadiums, into fairgrounds, and they make you, in California, go to the fairgrounds, the different facilities. At 5 a.m. they wake you up. They bus you out, drop you off. You have to be back at 3 o'clock to be brought back in. You're not allowed to take really any of your belongings. It's overcrowded cots, and you wear bracelets. They wand scan you. It's basically a prison. And this sets a very, very dangerous precedent as the depression intensifies and more people become homeless. Regular folks, the working poor, want to go out and live in tents a few months, on average is the story, to raise enough money to get a down payment on a house to rent or an apartment, because they got to get a lot of money to be able to do that, to pay the 2 or 3 months down as their deposit, the pet deposit and the rest of it. And I see these horrible quotes. I see one in the LA Times of a woman who had the CPS take her six-year-old because she was homeless, and now they're going to make her move out of the tent and take her dog. I don't know if my guys in the field have seen that article, but the headline, it's up on Infowars.com, we have a link to it, deals with how they're being, the police just showed up and made them all put bracelets on without a court order, without anything, out there, not in the FEMA camp, but in the open-air tent cities. So for a quick report, let's go to Jason Douglas and Rob Dew there in Sacramento, California. Which one of you is on the line right now?
Jason.
Jason, we didn't talk to you yesterday. You were busy doing an interview. Give us a 3 or 4 minute report, and then we'll talk to Rob Dew.
Well, we're here in Tent City, and we've been walking around. It's quite a sight to behold. I've never really seen this big a community just all gathering together. And it stretches out over such a wide area that, you know, any one little encampment, it looks pretty big unto itself. But they're just dotted all over the landscape. And, you know, it's mostly just people trying to survive. People that either, because of the laws that are happening, you know, we just talked to a guy that got pulled over, and because he didn't have insurance on his new Winnebago, they just took it. They took all of his belongings, everything he owned, and left him out on the side of the street. And somebody pointed out Tent City and said, you know, we're camping out over there. And so that's how he made his way over here.
How much will it be to unimpound his vehicle?
He was saying it was about $1,000.
Okay. I know you guys are supposed to leave today and you're going to end up not having time to do this, but it's not just important for the film to show this. Are they going to make him show up with insurance on top of it to be able to get it out?
Yeah. He would have insurance in order for them to get it out. Because that's
Look, I know your wives and children think you're coming back tonight. Can you change the ticket and stay another day, and I'll wire you money, and then you can get that whole process on tape to show this crime. This is key for the film. Plus, I want to help this guy. I will pay the $1,000 to get the Winnebago out. I will pay to get him a month of insurance.
You know, let me talk it over with him, because I'm not even sure. He made it sound as though they have already auctioned off his stuff.
Oh, my God.
His Winnebago, yeah. Basically, they just confiscate the stuff, and then they sell him. So I will talk to him and find out what's up with that, if he even knows anything, because the way he was talking, you know, he just gave up on all of his stuff.
Well, that's how people become homeless. You know, Limbaugh and others create this illusion that it's only crackheads, heroin heads, and drunks, and mentally ill people. Yeah. And that certainly is the classic lion's share base of homelessness. But no, there's more and more people who lose their jobs, so they have a Winnebago, and then they take it. And I see reports every few months about, you know, hippies that are homeschooling kids living in a Winnebago, and CPS takes their children. And I'm reading that in the news. And, oh, man. You know,
we're
hearing
a lot of information about kids being taken away and animals being taken away.
Oh, God.
That's the M.O. Yeah.
Oh, God. And they want them all over the country, forced into the camps, so they have them all in one spot to take their children. There's a lady in the L.A. Times. In fact, let me go to Infowars.com. I thought I printed this morning, and I noticed it's not in my stack. But it's up on the site. And it's an article about how they make them wear those wristbands, not when they're in the camp, but they show up and make them just under fiat orders, color of law, to put these on so they can write, like, yellow stars for Jews in Germany, literally.
Right. They're branding them all.
Well, you know, before you went, I said they're going to be grabbing their kids, they're going to be seizing their cars, and it's not that I'm always gloom and dooming. I know how government operates. What has this been for you to see this, Jason?
It's just been amazing to just watch all of the different kinds of stories, because people have, you know, they have a lot in common, but there's really all different kinds of people out here. You know, the guy that owns the Winnebago, he was a marketing director. And so he works with computers, he does marketing, he's a salesman, really smooth guy. You know, he gets up every day, he goes to the place where you can take a shower. He stays clean, his fingernails are clean, and, you know, he's just stuck out here.
So he was trying to, I guess, get another job, live in the Winnebago.
Yep.
That's actually, I don't even have the money myself to buy a decent one. That's kind of our emergency plan, because I don't have anything really if everything collapses. And I guess if I'm caught at a checkpoint without my proper papers, like outside Fallujah, I mean, this is the model, I'm gone. And then they'll say, well, you're homeless, we're taking your kids. I mean, this is America, folks. This is America.
Right. Yeah, it's America, and look at what's happening.
My God.
Yeah, the amazing part of me for L.A. was that I went to places, because I'm from Los Angeles, so I know all the places where the homeless are. And we went there, and it was, they're gone. We tried to find out where they're taking them, but they're just gone. I don't know if they stuck them in a camp or they rounded them all up, you know, what's going on down there, but...
Well, that's what you confirmed at multiple sites, that they came and cleared them out. That's what Rob Deuce said yesterday. So specifically, they obviously gave him a slip for his highway robbery for the highwayman that stole his home. You know, those cops had no soul. They should have just said, buddy, get insurance, get this off the road. And here's the nexus point. I've had sheriffs and police chief on. It's been all over the news. Illegal aliens, when they're caught, 10-15 to a van or Winnebago, the judges just release them so police don't arrest them. I had an employee with an expired driver's license one day. I pull up to the office. There's two police cars in Cherries. I pull up. I know to approach him from a distance. I walk up. The police kind of charge up to me. What do you want? And they said, oh, it's Alex Jones. And they said, hey, Alex, like your show, blah, blah, blah.
Last video, guys.
But I mean, to make a long story short, I said, you wouldn't be arresting him right now if he was an illegal alien. They said, no, the judges just let him go. We're told not to. So, again, an American citizen gets no leeway.
Right.
Instead of just saying, you better pull that off. If I see this again, I'll give you a ticket. So that instead of giving him a ticket for not having the insurance, they stole his Winnebago.
Stole his Winnebago and just left him out on the side of the road with nothing. Yep.
My God.
It could happen to any one of us. You know, you can't
hardcore
pay your bill
criminals.
For 1 month and then your car's gone.
And to them, it's, we're just doing our job. We're just doing our job.
Right, right. That's exactly what they said. The one police officer was telling him, you know, oh, I didn't want to do this, but we're just not going to be able to let you go.
And I guarantee you, if you stayed in that town for a week, you could sit off highways, and when they do pull an illegal alien over, you can watch them, let them go with no insurance, no license. You could follow that person to a McDonald's or wherever they're going, and you could walk up and ask them what they pull you over for, and they tell you no insurance. That's just the hell of it. The hell of it. And I'm not for grabbing the illegal aliens and putting them in camps if they don't have something. You know, they're on the edge of survival. The point is, don't do it to citizens. You know, I'm sorry to have you on here, and I'm ranting at you. It's just that I wish you weren't confirming everything I already knew you were going to find. What about the snatching of children?
We've talked to a couple different people. Either their children got snatched before they went out here. You know, maybe they were in an apartment. There's a lot of people where it's like they're turning families against each other, where the social services come in, they speak to the grandparents, and they get them to turn state's evidence or, you know, say something against their kids, and then their kids end up losing their kids.
Well, it's worse than that. A lot of times, and the grandparents don't even get them. You know, they think the CPS is their friend.
Right. No, that's what happens. That's what happens. They think they're going to get the kids, but then they just end up going to a third party or into an institution.
Well, that's because they get 10 times, 20 times the money for every child they have than actually with the family. Yeah, this government's totally criminal. Yeah, here it is. It says, Ontario, California, tent city residents required to wear wristbands. And this is Los Angeles. And it says maybe if you had time, you could go to that. Dozens of Ontario police and code enforcement officers descended upon a homeless encampment known as Tent City early Monday, separating those who could stay from those to be evicted.
Huh.
Large, often confused crowds formed ragged lines behind police barricades where officers handed out color-coded wristbands. Blue meant they were from Ontario and could remain. Orange indicated they had to provide more proof to avoid ejection, and white meant they had a week to leave. And then you go down here, wow, and it says they took the lady's child. Yeah, sounds nice, huh?
Yeah, just great. That's America right now for you.
It says Patty Barnes, 47, who had her motorhome towed away last week, shook with anger. So the same story. They are tagging us because we are homeless, she said, staring at her orange wristband. It feels like a concentration camp. And then there's another one here. I've actually got to click on the story. We just posted a few paragraphs of it. I actually have to go to the LA Times. And in here it talks about how they snatched this lady's six-year-old, and now they want her dog. She said, they already took my child, not my dog, and she breaks down crying.
Yeah, this is... They're, the dogs and the children, it's the last thing that these people have. I mean, they've been stripped of everything. You hear these stories, you know. It's just slowly they went downhill. And then the government comes in and takes the last bit of humanity that they have. And then they have no self-esteem. You know, these people, you can see it in their eyes. They're trying to figure out how to get a job. They're trying to figure out how to get out of here. And, you know, when your self-esteem is that low and you've just been beaten down, it starts to feel like the country is against you.
Well, it's, listen to this. The no pet order caused widespread anger and tears Monday as some homeless people said they could not imagine life without their dogs. Many have three or four and vowed to leave Tent City before giving up the dogs. I will go to jail before they take my dog, said an emotional Diane Ritchie, 47. That's part of me as much as anything. The dogs are as homeless as we are. Cindy Duke, 40, hugged the woman who was sobbing. I had to give up my six-year-old son because I was homeless, and I'll be damned if I give up my dog, too. It right. says, we thought if we came here, we could save enough money, but now they have pulled the rug out from under us, said Tritton, who was from another town, and who has fibromyalgia, a painful disorder. So what, understand, folks, they're saying it's concentration camp. See, and they're just, they can't wait to attack dog the U.S. citizens and steal their cars, steal their Winnebagos, shut them down. And again, most of them, these have been going on for years. They save money for a few months, and then they move on. Anything else, Rob, do you can tell us?
You know, it's just crazy down here. It's one of those things where we're trying to get the footage that we can, but seeing this just with your naked eye, it's crazy. It's crazy what's going on. And hearing the stories and the testimonials of just, you know, regular people trying to make it. And it just seems like every which way they go, it's a dead end.
Well, I'm going to put a call out. I don't have the personnel. Aaron's having to produce right now while you guys are gone. I don't have the money to go to all of these. I'm asking listeners in California to go to this Ontario, California one, interview these people where they took their kids, took their Winnebago there too, mail it to us. We'll put it in the new Obama film. I don't have the money and the time to cover all of this. Go to your tent cities all over the country where they're grabbing their children, grabbing their cars, grabbing their Winnebagos. This crime has to be told.
Right.
And we just don't even have the personnel or the funds here, you know, and people even bet you about the few sponsors we've got to be able to pay for what we're doing. It's just tearing my guts out, and now they're just going to grab all their cars and children. This is so hellish. And so I'm asking listeners, go get it. Email us. Let us know the footage is coming. You know, we can do all this together, but I don't want to just show one guy who had his Winnebago taken. I want to show this other lady and the other lady where they're taking their kids. Have people that have had their children taken been willing to talk about it?
We've gotten some stuff on tape of, you know, the discussions of people who have lost their kids. But yeah, they're talking about it.
My God.
But yeah,
do you understand, Jason? Jason, do you understand that the illegal aliens aren't treated like this?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of sentiment about illegal aliens here and just how, you know, it's completely different treatment. You know, there's no jobs because there's such an influx of illegals. And then on top of that, they get preferential treatment because, you know, supposedly there's nothing that we can do to them because they, you know, belong somewhere else.
Those police that have done this have committed vicious crimes.
Yeah.
And I don't even hate the police for this. I feel sorry for them, the great evil they've done, what they've turned themselves into. They should hit their knees and repent to God for what they've done. There is nothing more evil than feeding on down-and-out people and hijacking their stuff. When you don't do it to everybody, it's even worse. It's a sin. Well, you're about to say something else.
Oh, just that we've heard reports of camps in Oregon and Washington that are just completely different, you know, where they've actually sort of helped these people out. You know, they find an area like this where they can camp out, and they've created a community there, but they're not threatening to throw them out.
Well, you know why this is happening. We saw it a few months ago. The feds in the stimulus package are giving cities millions of dollars for this, but they're saying you have to put them in camps.
Right.
See, they want to prime the pump and have the news images of people in the camps first this way.
I just can't believe they're doing this stuff.
Well, I know it's tough.
It's hard out here.
I know we got Steve Watson holding. We're going to go to him actually in about 10 minutes. But I want to go ahead and go now to Rob Dew. Rob, tell us what's coming up in the next five-minute segment, and I'll let you guys get back to work.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Rob, did you go over to the fairgrounds, the FEMA camp?
Yeah, it's actually they've taken a miniature golf course for children and turned it into a FEMA camp of sorts. That's their winter shelter.
All right, stay there. Give us a five-minute report on the other side. That's Steve Watson from London. I know he's been holding. I appreciate him doing that. His girlfriend can wait. I know it's nighttime over there in England. They're like, I'm going out on a date tonight. No, you're going on this radio show, Commander. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Look at your young men fighting. Look
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 6 minutes at the start of the next hour. Steve Watson joins from London, England. And his brother, also honcho in PrisonPlanet.com from Sheffield, on all the huge G20 rioting and things that have already started over in England, ahead of the meeting starting in 24 hours. Unbelievable. Yeah, I knew what they would find when they went to California, but now it's all over the mainstream news. They're calling them concentration camps. They're grabbing their children, grabbing their dogs, grabbing their vehicles. Rob, give us a quick report on what you've seen.
Well, right now I'm talking with two gentlemen, and they're kind of explaining the camp that they're talking about, the compound. They even called it a compound. I didn't even have to say it. You think it's a compound? They called it a compound. You have to be there at 3. We have, we went over there and watched that. They stored their bikes and, like a bag or something? Okay. That you can store that. Yeah, your personal belongings. They put you on a bus, drive you to the other side of town, to an old fair ground, essentially. It used to, I think, be some kid's little, it was like a park with a miniature golf. Yeah. So they load them in there and it says winter shelter and, so we found out where it was at. We haven't been inside. They asked us not to come inside when there's people there. So we might try to go back and get over there before they bring in the night crew, I guess. They bring in about 150 people, 152 people every day. They have, and they're always filled. So, and it cost them around $1 million to add 50 beds. So.
Of course, government steals everything. You could have housed those 50 people for a couple hundred thousand.
Sure. The people out here, they seem to like the camping. They seem to like what's going, and everybody's got problems. There's reasons that everybody's out here, and, they're no different than any other person you meet on the street,
Just because you have a house doesn't mean you don't have issues.
Right, exactly. The guy says just because you have a house doesn't mean you don't have issues,
Yeah, and, we're not looking down on them. Now, be sure and get as many of their phone numbers and names as you can so we can have them on the show next week, maybe do 2 hours with a whole bunch of the people out there, specifically the fellow that had his Winnebago stolen and others.
Okay. Yeah, and actually there was just the largest collection of tents is that there's power lines that run above them, and those are owned by that land is owned by SMUD, which is a Sacramento Municipal Utility Division or something like that. And so what they're saying now is they're going to fence off the large area that they're at so they can't stay here. And what they're going to do is they're either going to move to one side of the train tracks or down the levee a little bit more.
And so now the government's going to pay to put up fences everywhere.
Right.
Instead of just leaving them alone.
Trying to get them to come over here.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to spend a bunch of money to fence off this area when they could probably just, spend that money on porta potties. And
porta potties out here, man.
I know, they took those too.
They're going to be out here for 7 days.
Right.
Somebody apparently did something to one of them as far as flame in some way, okay?
Yeah.
Ruined one of them, which the owner wasn't too happy, but he was cool. So they took him out after 5 days.
Right.
So somebody, just like they had a fire last night, we're down a tent.
Yeah.
Fire department came out, not good.
Right, yeah, it brings attention.
Somebody screwed up with the porta potties, one person for everybody, not good.
Right.
All the things that they're doing good for us, one person blows it for everybody.
Right.
No, I hear you, but the big issue is they need to not kidnap the children and steal people's cars. Rob Dew, I guess I'll have you back in studio tomorrow then to give us a report, and so maybe we should go ahead and have some of these people on tomorrow. I'm putting a call out to our listeners to go to the other camps, the one identified where they make them wear wristbands in one of these forest camps down outside L.A., and that's, again, in the L.A. Times story up on Infowars.com. But great job out there. Be sure and get lots of interviews with the guy who they stole his car from and anybody else the police are stealing their materials for. But we'll pray for you while you're out there. Good job to Rob Dew and, of course, Jason Douglas. Okay, guys?
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right, take care and be safe. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Initiate.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, for the next 20 minutes, then I'm opening the phones up. The number's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're opening the phones up on any of the issues we've been covering, anything you'd like to discuss. But for the next 20 minutes, we're joined by Steve Watson of PrisonPlanet.com, works for us over in London. Anarchists plot mayhem for the G20 in London. Kurt Nemo, London Independent, reports extremists and anarchist groups are handing out literature ahead of the London's G20 summit, instructing demonstrators on how best to confront and attack the police. Now, from Denver, Colorado last year at the DNC to Ottawa, Canada, at the SPP meeting early last year, they've been caught, the police dressed up like anarchists, leading groups of hired foundation thugs paid for by the big banks to attack police, to then show that on the news so the police have a pretext to say, oh, look, we're being restrained for a day or so, then to attack the peaceful crowds. This is the way they demonize the demonstrators. Then that covers up all the news attention of what the G20 is actually setting up. Obama's about to arrive in England. He's going to have an audience with the Queen and literally curtsy to her. That's in the London Telegraph. We've got him then traveling to Europe proper for the G20 meeting that Gordon Brown founded and runs, openly setting up world government. And then we have the London Guardian reporting the government's going to turn off the CCT cameras, claiming there's a law that they're not high enough resolution, so they're just going to turn them all off so that they can carry out their mischief, just like they turned them off right before they carried out the 7/7 bombing. Steve Watson joining us from London. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, okay. I think the first thing we should discuss, really, is concerning the media hype surrounding the supposed foiled terrorist plot in relation to the protests. The Guardian reported that yesterday three men and two women aged between 16 and 25 living in the south of England were arrested. They raided the house and they brought in the Royal Navy Bomb Disposal Squad. And it was hyped up in the media as a sort of terrorist plot relating to the G20 protests. It comes out today that what they found was, quote, allegedly extremist materials, but they didn't expand on what they might be. Yesterday they said they found explosive devices. It turns out now that these are fireworks.
Now let me stop you. Mainstream government reports in the news say that a cell phone is terrorist material, that a van is terrorist material, and that soap bottles in the trash can call the anti-terror police. So this is all part of the hype. My God, they had fireworks. They are Al-Qaeda.
Well, that's right. We've recently seen all those anti-terrorist posters that have gone up all over London saying that you should look in your neighbour's trash to see, you know, what's going on there, if they've got any chemical bottles, etc. Well, this dovetails with that, really, because it was hyped up, but it turns out these are just fireworks. They had plastic replica guns, handguns.
Oh, my gosh. They had toy guns. Oh, please.
This whole thing started off when the police were tipped off by one of these men who was spraying graffiti on a wall. And it turns out that what he was spraying was the word Antifa, which is it's basically a group that advocates fighting with extreme right wingers at protests. So this is all being whipped into a frenzy and hyped up by the media, sort of.
Yeah, you better have troops marching around in black uniforms, helicopters, face-scanning cameras, because they're zit-faced teenagers spray-painting. Oh, no, give up all your rights. They have toy guns. It's all over. Only the state will save us. Stay there. Steve Watson, Paul Watson coming up. I'm scared. Give up all my rights. Please save me.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I know we're covering the G20 and the open announcement for world government, but I just can't get over the last hour's interview with our reporters on the ground in Central California, in Southern California, at the tent cities where they're kidnapping their children, taking their Winnebagos, saying, do you have insurance for this, and taking them, but not doing that to illegal aliens, and forcing them into this FEMA camp. And then I've got the LA Times saying the same thing at another camp in Ontario, California, right outside L.A., with the same thing, taking their Winnebagos, taking their RVs, taking their children, taking their dogs. My God, this is hellish. I mean, this just is so evil. This is the predatory, dirtbag, corrupt, stinking state that hates the American people. I want to bring Paul Watson up here in a moment and Steve Watson. Steve Watson, so they've got, as usual, they always have some fake terror plot. You know, like they said, in Miami, a group of black Muslims are planning to wage war, destroy every capital, an army of death with incredible weapons. And 2 days later, they were homeless kids. The FBI gave $100,000. They were black Christians. They told them, the homeless kids, to go videotape teenagers, some as young as 14, that they give them $100,000 if they would videotape the FBI building. And they said, okay, went and videotaped it and then hyped the news. It's the same story over and over again, but the news, when it's the big headline, terrorists, they just plot a foiled an attack with dirty bombs. My gosh, it turns out fireworks at their house and a toy cap gun. And I've seen them do this to patriot groups. They'll raid some militia guy. They'll walk out on the news and go, look, pipe bombs, and hold up jumper cables. I mean, they don't care. I mean, this government is completely criminal. It's illegitimate. Steve Watson, we've got all these headlines, but I'm turning off the CCTV cameras so that people can't see the cops dressed up like anarchists attacking people. The foundation-funded anarchists always send us threatening emails saying we're lying about this when it's all over the news. They work for the cops and have been caught everywhere. I made a film 10 years ago about it. We've got all of this going on. We've got articles here dealing with anarchist plot mayhem for the G20 in London. Kurt Nemo doing a story on this, how it's all just made up, how the foundations openly fund them. Continue.
Okay, so we've got this group of kids with fake guns and fireworks. This has been hyped up, and now as a result of this and the week-long, you know, campaign seemingly by the police to ensure everyone that it's going to turn violent, because that's what they've been saying. We've got Gordon Brown coming out today saying that it's going to be violent, but we're going to deal with it swiftly. We've got 5,000 extra police on the streets under something called Operation Glencoe. They've armed them all with tasers. We've got banks boarded up, shops boarded up, bankers being told not to dress like bankers because they'll be attacked and strung up and skinned alive and all this kind of thing.
And then meanwhile, the big foundation-run Soviet groups, the communist groups, are having their own conference. They're allowed to openly call for violence and put out websites and pamphlets, and nothing's done to them because they're stinking operatives. Go ahead.
Well, that's right. We've got a load of stories out today about the anarchists. You know, they're openly telling the press what they're going to do. They've been handing out flyers and maps and everything of where they're going to go. They say they're going to pretend to be legitimate protesters. Then they're going to break off from the group, storm the city, which is a financial district of London, and, quote, hold it down for as long as they possibly can.
So let's understand what's happening. We need to do a blurb off the hundreds of admissions, mainstream, you know, Canadian press, U.S. press, French press, Dutch press, where they hire these thugs. I've got training videos of where they're taken by the foundations and trained in Oregon 3 months before they then fly them into Seattle in 99s when I learned about all of this. And I have the police on tape admitting it. The Delta Force leading them, Seattle Post Intelligence. We need to have an article that's the history of this. All the confirmed confirmations of who they work for. We need people down there with video cameras to show how the police in plain clothes are going to be leading these punks. Because we're really breaking through now with the people, Steve Watson. They're finding out this is provocateur.
Yeah. I mean, the last major protest we had in London on this scale was when Bush came over last summer on his farewell tour. And people came out there and there was a lot of, there were stories then about provocateuring. The MP, the anti-war MP, George Galloway, officially accused police officer of provocateuring.
No, exactly. It was in mainstream British papers, yeah, and on YouTube, because folks shot video of, and it came out because some gay guy recognized the gay police officer, his lover, dressed up. That was one of the stories. You can pull it. I forget the head. It was like London Times or something. He recognized him dressed up like an anarchist hitting cops and yelling and calling for fights. And then his gay lover went on the news and said, "That's my lover. I recognize him." And then it all came out. So go ahead.
There's a whole history of it. You can go to Seattle, the World Trade Organization protest in 99, which was in your film Police State 2. It's all covered in there. There's the SPP protest 3 years ago. 2 years ago in Montebello, Canada, where we'd been over that, where the hired provocateurs were outed as they had to admit that they were police. In
Royal Mounted. Royal Mounted Police. Go ahead.
Yeah. Genoa, WTO protest in Genoa in 2001. You got protesters being shot and run over, and the Italian police taking over schools and putting people in there, and then later admitting that, you know, they were claiming to be, you know, protesters, anarchists. So.
Well, they just caught him. Hold on. They just caught him in Greece a few months ago. The police directing guys with sledgehammers and baseball bats beating up cars. And they were cops. That's on national news in Greece that the cops are doing it.
This is the free trade area of the Americas protest in 2003 or 2004.
There was a Fortune 500 in 99 in Austin with Austin cops I caught doing it.
Yeah. So, I mean, There's a long history of it. So, you know, we've got the police, you know, got bomb squads being detached to houses with kids with fireworks in, while these anarchists are all sort of making their plans known in public. And another thing that's come out of this is demonization of the internet, because in the media they've been, you know, harping on about how all these dangerous sort of protesters that want violence have been using Twitter and using Facebook, and that's how they're going to, you know, evade the police.
That's right. The terrorist extremists are using the internet. It must be restricted immediately.
Exactly. And this comes at the same time we've got all these debates going on about the government wanting to monitor social networks like Facebook and Twitter.
And we have the head of anti-terrorism cybersecurity resign, saying the Pentagon's running the whole thing illegally.
Yeah, they've already virtually got the right to monitor emails and phone calls of everybody in this country if it's deemed to be a security threat, and now they want to do the same for these social networks. So if anything kicks off in the next few days, that's already been hyped to a point where it's going to provide them a perfect pretext to...
Steve, could I get you with your cell phone to go down and do some reporting for us, perhaps, Thursday and Friday?
Well, I can, yeah. I mean, it's going to be... I think it's going to be intense down there.
Now I want to go to Steve, from Steve to Paul Watson. His brother also works with us. But specifically, what do you think of the London Telegraph and other articles about how all last week Obama is practicing gifts and etiquette, how to be reviewed by the Queen and to bow to her?
What do I think about that?
Yes.
Well, I haven't seen any of that, but what was in the Telegraph. The Telegraph, yeah, that's the kind of thing that they'd print. Of course, you know, we saw when Bush came to meet the Queen, who is, of course, distantly related to, it's all the same bloodlines. We saw the open sort of pomp and ceremony there, and I'm sure it'll be along the same lines as that.
Yeah, here's the article. Barack Obama's team preparing etiquette and gifts for President's meeting with the Queen. Top advisors to Obama are rehearsing the etiquette and debating what gifts President will give to Queen Elizabeth when he meets the British monarch in London. The gifts have been selected with extra care. Protocol lessons on royal etiquette are being delivered, and a week's wardrobe of casual and formal attire set aside for the First Lady, who is an international style icon. President Obama and his wife Michelle head to London on Tuesday to start their first overseas tour in office, accompanied by an entourage of several hundred aides, advisors, Secret Service agents and bodyguards, and an imported cavalcade of armored vehicles and helicopters.
A visit to Buckingham Palace on Wednesday afternoon is the formal showpiece of a packed work schedule, back-to-back summits in G20 in London, NATO in Strasbourg, and EU-US Prague, plus the bilateral meetings with world leaders including Gordon Brown and Downing Street.
Sounds glorious, doesn't it?
You know, we all we all have fun doing voices. Hey, Steve, you want to do your Texas voice? You did do that pretty good. Get off my land, boy. It's my land. Go ahead and do one for us.
I can't do that now.
Yes, you can. Do it. Do it now. You have to wear the cowboy hat to do it. As soon as, like an Elmer Fudd cartoon, you know, he puts the hats on.
I have to get a character to do that.
All right, imagine the cowboy hat's now on your head. Take us out. You're on the spot. The curtain parts. The spotlight's on. Steve Watson.
Get off my land, boy.
Gotta have some fun. We love you, Steve. Steve, thanks for spending time with us. We're going to come back to your brother, Paul Watson, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, Alex.
Check out his great writing over at Infowars.net. That's the site he completely honchos himself. Also does work over at PrisonPlanet.com. Get off my land, boy!
The new World Order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized? Wall Street in continuous freefall? Scandal after scandal with hedge fund companies? If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Burmes just ran up to me during the break, and he's like, I've got it on video. Dick Morris and Sean Hannity last night admitted the New World Order conspiracy and the world currency and that all the conspiracy nuts are right. See, I'm hearing that everywhere. From liberal and conservative talk show hosts, it's amazing. Going to Paul Watson, who runs PrisonPlanet.com for us, reporting on the G20 starting with Queen worship today and tomorrow, and leading into the European summit, openly setting up world government. Paul Watson.
Hello, Alex. Good to be back.
Good to have you here. Okay, we got your brother's take from London on what's happening. Give us your analysis.
Well, what springs to mind when I read about all these black bloc anarchist groups threatening riots and threatening to attack police and buildings and stuff is, and this is targeted specifically at the black bloc anarchists, which we know are provocateur, not the legitimate protesters, of which I'm sure there'll be many. But, you know, the question is, why are they so angry about the economic crisis? Most of the black bloc anarchists are communists and Marxists. And we read that they're supposedly protesting against, quote, capitalism. Well, if that's the case, you know, they should be happy about how the elite have responded to the economic crisis, because everything they've done in response to it has eviscerated any notion of free market capitalism. You know, you've got Obama effectively firing a CEO of a private company on Sunday afternoon. How does that represent the interest of capitalism? And these people are supposedly protesting against Gordon Brown, as if Gordon Brown represents free market capitalism, when he comes from a school of political thinking born out of the Labour Party, which is completely entrenched in Marxism and Stalinism, which is what a lot of what these black bloc protesters would themselves embrace. That's why it doesn't sit right with me that these individuals are supposedly representative of the anger that's arisen out of the economic crisis. Because you have to ask yourself, how many of the black bloc anarchists, and again I'm talking about these black bloc, not the legitimate protesters, how many of them have actually been affected by the economic crisis? You know, do the majority of them have jobs and pay taxes? The answer is no. Do the majority of them own property that's losing its value every day? No. Do the majority of them have savings accounts that are losing value every day as a result of...
The globalists openly finance these groups. We've caught them over and over again. They're a disgusting lot of people. You've got some stupid camp followers of the anarchists who aren't government agents, but they're government foundation operatives at the top. We've caught them over and over again. It's a fact, and they don't like hearing it. And they trot them out to demonize real protests so the police can attack protest, to then create a chilling effect where normal people don't come out in mass to demonstrate.
Right, and it's all about getting the middle class to support the police state, because in Britain, the middle class, who ironically are the prime target of the economic assault, so, you know, they're equally as brain dead as the black bloc anarchists. They don't realize it. They're the target of the economic assault, and yet a majority of them, I would estimate, in this country will cheer the police on as they crack the heads of these anarchists this week, because they have distaste for these anarchists because of the things they do. They have no real solutions. It's like in your film, Martial Law, you went and interviewed the anarchists and the communists at the different protests there in New York, and he tried to engage in a conversation with them about what they were actually protesting against. And in 99% of the people you speak to, the most they're able to give you is, you know, a two-sentence cliche about the evils of capitalism and the bourgeoisie middle class. So it's the middle class that will cheer the police on when they crack their heads at summits like the G20 this week. So that's the horrible irony of it all.
No, it's all stage theater to fool the general public into going along with the police state. I forgot to ask your brother, what about turning off the CCTV cameras? The government just says, oh, we're turning them off for this.
It certainly raised suspicions with me. I mean, there are people that say, well, you know, it's only about 60 cameras. If you count them all up, everybody at the marches are going to have their own cameras and stuff. So if they're really trying to hide something, they're not going to do a very good job of it, but... yeah, it's definitely interesting.
All right. Anything else important to add, Paul?
Yeah, I've got a bit more to add.
Stay there. Then we're going to take calls after you leave us in about 5-6 minutes. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
my Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery.
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar crying, cussing, moan. Understand, you're a man, I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand, you're a man.
All right, let's go back to Paul Watson and your phone calls. Okay, Paul, the other key points you've been analyzing over at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah, we were talking about the Black Bloc anarchists, and it's interesting if you read what people throughout history who have actually changed history through non-violent civil disobedience have said about rioting. I found a quote from Martin Luther King, who said, quote, "The limitation of riot, moral questions aside, is that they cannot win and their participants know it. Hence, rioting is not revolutionary, but reactionary, because it invites defeat. It involves an emotional catharsis, but it must be followed by a sense of futility." And that's from somebody who actually changed society through non-violent civil disobedience. And as we've stressed on many occasions, the only thing that violent riots are going to achieve is A, to demonize legitimate protesters in the eyes of the general public, B, to enlist the support of the middle class for the police state when they cheer on the police cracking the heads of the anarchist thugs in response to the violence. And at the
but
end
they
of
don't
the day,
ever crack the heads of the anarchist thugs. They step back, then they attack the peaceful crowd. That even happened
well,
at the RNC.
Cracking the heads of anyone, basically, if they're told it's the same group of people who are doing the violence, then they'll support it. And at the end of the day, I mean, every time a Black Bloc anarchist thug smashes another Burger King window or whatever, they're helping the very system that they claim they are fighting. And that's what it comes down to. They don't achieve anything by smashing up a city for a day. They just achieve...
within a society, let's be clear, within a society that still has some freedom, where you still have a chance to peaceably expose the system as corrupt to fix it, then nonviolence is the way to go. If it goes into like a Nazi situation, rounding people up and all of that, then it goes to the next level. But trying to stop it from going to that next level, we want to be peaceful.
Right. And then whenever you research who's behind the groups that have been violent, it's always cops and authorities in Italy, Canada, even in China, where the Tibetans had the riots last year. They photographs came out of the police chiefs running around with machetes. These photographs were later airbrushed, and, you know, the machetes were taken out when it was revealed that the police chiefs were all stirring up the violent riots. So,
well, what also came out was squads of police in open air areas with a photo snap, this was confirmed, dressing like monks to go out and cause the violence. So we need to do a master article that you're so good at, Paul, where we show all these confirmed examples of the state doing this. I mean, look at how the feds bombed Oklahoma City to get a police state going. You know, the people always post on the comment boards on InfoWars and Prison Planet, oh, you're wimps, you need to call for violence. But notice, you know, that they're not out committing violence. They want us to do it. But then the feds and globalists are always caught staging violence because it helps them. See, they're doing it because it helps them. We're right that it's not good.
Yeah, and I mean, violence only begets more violence. I mean, that's what they want. They want a Tiananmen Square-type situation where they get the perceived justification for a complete brutal crackdown, which is exactly what will happen. God forbid if it does. But if there's some kind of false flag attempt during this week's G20, then that will give them all the justification they need. They got shoot to kill orders still in effect, and that will give them whatever justification they need for a crackdown that goes beyond anything we've seen.
Any other research, Paul Watson?
No, that's it. This is coming out of the Black Bloc anarchist groups themselves, and it's coming from the very top. They're saying it's going to be a summer of rage. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm worried about it, and I don't want to see it happen. So hopefully nothing major happens this week, but if it does, obviously we'll be all over it like white on rice.
All right, briefly, prisonplanet.tv, we could have launched it last week, but we've been so busy, the 2.0 version, and we're going to add more and more features and functions to it. This is just phase one we're launching this week, then phase two, phase three. Everything prisonplanet.tv members get, which then finances so much what we do here, so it's a win-win. Paul, tell folks some of the features of the current prisonplanet.tv and what's coming.
Well, with the new one, we've listened to what people wanted to change and what to add to it. And Andre and the crew have done an absolutely fantastic job. They're just tweaking it. It's in the final stages now to be released probably at some point this week. And it's completely user-friendly. I mean, it's got searchable archives going back 5 years since we started it. For example, you know, if you wanted to go and watch a show that you did where you interviewed, say, Ray McGovern, for example, you could just click on the page, Alex Jones Live, type in the search box, McGovern, and the video results, the search results will pop up, and you can just click and watch the interview right there. So it's that kind of user-friendly functionality that's being added. And it's the same with the Alex Jones movies. You can flip between all the movies within an instant and just click the ones you want to watch, and it'll start playing immediately with the Flash player. And you've got download as well. And of course, because it's been running since April 2004, there's literally thousands of pieces of media going back to 2004, which can also be searched by month, by year. So it's everything's right at your fingertips.
And by the way, we uploaded some of the films 5 years ago in decent quality, but compared to today, it's nothing. We're going to re-upload some of my older films in the newest, highest quality here in the next few weeks. We're going to have a MySpace type area that's really works well and has a lot of things you can change and do. A message board just for members. There's a whole bunch of other functions we're going to be adding. And now you get the 2 hours iSimulcast of the 4 hour show at prisonplanet.tv. We're live right now. The 3 hours, Jason Burmistein to midnight. Special news reports we're about to launch. All my films, my book, your book. My book's got about 100 copies left, and then we're not going to have my book anymore. Your book's out of print, but they're there at prisonplanet.tv. I mean, just thousands and thousands. Expanded extras from the films, like Endgame 1.5, exclusive first release for new films, you know, because it ships out the day the film comes out on DVD, but it goes out on prisonplanet.tv in the highest quality. The activism alone, being able to burn to disc. And we have it in all these formats, the highest quality, Flash, QuickTime, Windows, other systems, DivX copies, burn to disk, that play in DVD players. I mean, it's just an amazing, it's an army of resistance, prisonplanet.tv. If you've had a membership, let it elapse, go get a new one, you know. It also supports us, or if you haven't ever tried it out, it takes a minute or two to sign up, get a monthly trial membership, prisonplanet.tv. Paul Watson, thanks for all your great work, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Good to have you here with us. Okay, I'm going to take calls till about 15 after. Then Bob Schultz of We the People Foundation, we're going to start covering the private IRS, the collection agency, the scams, with a bunch of guests in the next 2 weeks leading up to April 15th. So we're starting that today, coming up in the next hour. Right now, let's go to calls. Kim in Alabama. Kim, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I wanted to go back to Friday's show. I believe it was Friday's show, where you had Dr. Whitaker on, and y'all spoke of cancer treatments. I wanted to share with everybody there is a doctor in Rome named Tullio Simoncini who has, he spoke at the 2008 cancer convention in LA, and he's treating people with sodium bicarbonate, baking soda, $3 worth of it, and they're healed. But what bugs me is that not a doctor in America has picked up on this and run with it.
Well, let me just add, I mean, there's a lot of doctors that claim this or that, but it is true that pH has been found. That's why people get off the meat, get off the cheese, and they eat tons of fruit, tons of organic stuff, and, you know, tons of vegetables and things and exercise, that's a big part of it. And mainline medical science is having to admit that more and more and start incorporating that. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of evidence to show that.
But if people would just go online and just do a search, how to make my body more alkaline, they wouldn't get cancer, because cancer cannot grow in an alkaline environment. So we're all acidic, and that's where it takes hold of us.
That is a big...
There are
Mm-hmm. That is a big part of it. That's a big part of it, Kim. Yeah.
If people will just go, can I give you some websites?
Sure.
All right. The first one is KNOW, thecause.com. Then you click on shows, then click on Dr. Simoncini.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call, Kim. By the way, before I forget, I just want to show you the great artwork of Jason Burmis. I didn't know he was such a good artist. This is much better than my doodles. Look at that. And he's got a horrible inside joke written beside it, so I'm covering that up. But that's some pretty good work there, Burmy. That's a Jason Burmis original. A bunch of Alex Jones originals around here, too. Oh, my gosh. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in the United Kingdom. Matt, you're on the air.
Hi, sir, and thank you very much for taking my call. I love the show, by the way. Second-time caller, and I love your show. Yeah, I've just been listening to you and Steve Watson there.
Can you turn that TV off, sir?
Turn it off, please. Thank you. Sorry, one minute.
It's so loud, I can barely hear you.
I'm sure you don't want to hear British EastEnders. Sorry about that. Yeah, basically, I'll just see you and Steve Watson about the G2O summit tomorrow, and the way that British government will put people in to antagonistic, to create situations for innocent protesters to be hurt. If you go back to like the Yorkshire, I'm a Yorkshire person, so Yorkshire in England, by the way, for you in the US. And I remember the Yorkshire miners' strike. And I remember there, the government did the same thing. It was Thatcherism, and for them people that don't know who Margaret Thatcher is, she's a big politician in the UK, was a prime minister. And basically, I grew up in the 80s, and I grew up with Thatcherism as a whole. And I remember as a kid growing up in the 80s in the miners' strike and seeing how people were provocative and that, the miners' strike, working people from the northern part of England, and basically they would get police from the southern England to come to the northern part to dominate and obviously to start trouble. What's your take on that? What do you think will happen tomorrow?
You know, I mean, every other time they hire thugs, it comes out always a week after the police hire thugs or do it themselves, and they don't get in trouble for it. They just go, the police kind of go, yeah, we did it, but we're going to take your rights to keep you safe. And then they'll arrest somebody who had fireworks at their house or somebody who had a bottle of whiskey claiming it's a bioweapon. You know, that's what they do. It's all to train us. We're all terrorists. That's what the body scanners going in all the major airports are to scan your naked body. That's what throwing away your toothpaste or water is, teach you're a criminal, taking your shoes off, wanding you. It's an act of submission to train you to be a good slave. Good to hear from you, Matt, from the UK. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air, Steve.
Yes, Alex. Thank you for our daily lesson in anglistics. Listen, your show is deteriorating into some kind of radio theater of the absurd. With all this play acting, ham bone, histrionics, you're making Orson Welles look like a piker.
Specifically, well, thank you. I'm a fan of Orson Welles, but
really, yeah, I doubt the authenticity of those foreign speakers in your EU tape that you just played today. I believe the
that's
Gordon
it. Put him on hold. Put him on hold, sir. The European Parliament was televised on Europe and the United States. C-SPAN actually carried what you were just hearing. It's been. Pull up Daniel Hannan. In fact, we had that video clip earlier. I was going to play it, but I had to play the audio because we weren't live at prison. I mean, this is real. I mean, Daniel Hannan is real, sir. And you know, I don't screen your calls, but I can't deal with this type of craziness anymore. Okay? I mean, this is insanity. You're saying you doubt the authenticity of the European Parliament stuff. Is that what you're saying to me, sir?
I said Brown and Hannan are authentic. The other speakers I don't believe are authentic. How can you have a German speaker, a male German speaker, representing the chancellor when she's a woman? But I think
Hold on. What are you talking? I don't understand you. What are you saying?
I'm saying the so-called foreigners were English actors. I said Brown and Hannan are legitimate. But they spliced other people in there. That's not why I called them.
Stop. Sir, I listen to BBC Radio. I listen to Radio Prague. I listen to it all. It's called XM and Sirius, and I'm addicted to it because I can listen to everything. I scan around. I mean, the European Parliament's real. Those speakers were real. It's entered a new level of insanity. Pardon me?
Prime Minister, who's the president, how come you didn't mention that, as you had it in your InfoWars website, that he said we're on the way to hell with our inflating our currency? And we're back into the 1929 to 1930s. But the reason why I called...
Well, hold on a minute. Now you're accusing me of covering up stuff? Well, what do you... I mean, there's hours of this I could play.
Well, I didn't hear that. And
are you serious? Hold on.
On the radio?
Well, hold on. What are you saying? I don't understand you, sir. I mean, you're saying Gordon Brown and Hannon were doing a fake thing? I mean, what on earth? And you're saying I'm doing something? Well, what is it I've done now? Who else did I murder? Somebody like other? I mean, or am I a reptoid, or is it I work for the Vatican? I mean, or I work for Israel? I mean, what's the new thing here?
No, drop it. I want to talk about what the Swedish.
Drop it. Hold on. You came. Hold on a minute. You came on my show, and there's lots of this craziness out there. What are you saying I've done? What crime have I committed? I mean, I'm airing fake audio here. I mean, what is it?
No, I want to get to the Swedish finance minister who was in Berlin. He was saying the same thing that the Czech president of the EU. By the way, every 6 months, the presidency of the EU rotates. They're going to have a Swedish president July 1st. The Czech minister is...
Yeah, they got the Czech Republic guy right now.
Yeah, right. So
is he real? Hold on. Is he real when he speaks at that same parliament meeting?
Well, yes. I didn't say... what I said is that those people on that tape... But getting back into this.
What? No. I want the specific. What is wrong with the tape?
Hannon and Brown are legitimate. It's the other speakers who are not legitimate. I think those are fakers. I think those are actors. One guy was even laughing when he was reading the text. It sounded like a phony German accent to me.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good to hear from you, buddy. Man, whoa. I mean, we've got all this real New World Order stuff happening, and it is, they are calling for a global currency. They are setting up a New World Order. Barack Obama did fire the GM chief. They are devaluing the dollar and the pound. We're just here covering it. I mean, it's just, but that guy represents a large portion of people who are just completely mind blown.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6185 today. That's 1-800-426-6185. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6185 now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
I guess we've got another fake video clip coming up later. It was on Fox News nationwide last night, but it's probably going to be fake too, according to the last caller. This is Sean Hannity and Dick Morris saying it's a world government takeover and the conspiracy guys are right. But see, Fox is so discredited now, the liberals will all see that and think it isn't true. But I'm listening to liberal talk radio now that I can get channel after channel of it. I'm like an XM advertisement here. And they're all admitting it. It's just incredible. But then the conspiracy theorists are saying it doesn't exist. So that is coming up in the next hour. There's a really cruddy YouTube copy of it where somebody shot video off their television, but we happened to be recording it last night, so we're dumping that to the web so we can get it up here and show it to you on PrisonPlanet.tv to analyze it. Hey, listen, the Obama deception is out, ladies and gentlemen, on DVD. And not only do you need to have this incredible film, it's up to date, shatters the left-right paradigm, shows what the bankers are doing, lays out the world government, shows how both parties are controlled. This is the film you need. It has a bunch of extras on it. And your purchase also makes this show possible. So InfoWars.com to order the hard copy DVD or any of the other books or films. Got a whole bunch of new InfoWars t-shirts. Like The Answer to 1984 is 1776. In fact, that's on the shopping cart. If you go to InfoWars.com, guys, and scroll down, it says on the right-hand side at the bottom, check out our new t-shirt designs. Why don't you punch that up for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And, yeah, there it is. The Answer to 1984 is 1776. Click on that for folks. See it right there? It's the top link. You've got The Answer to 1984 is 1776. There are the t-shirts. Click on the t-shirt so people can see a bigger image of them. I mean, that is a sexy shirt. You want to find like-minded people. You want to find out who's a listener to the show when you're out, on the town or whatever at work. This is a shirt that isn't too shocking like some of my others, but that will spur conversations. So get that at InfoWars.com as well, or by simply calling 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You can also, at the same time, see this film at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality. Okay, let's go back to the callers here. Let's talk to Pat in Washington. Pat, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's a great show you've got today. I don't understand what that guy was saying about the tape, but sounds like he was smoking something. Anyway, I wanted to bring to your attention something called the ISDA. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes.
The International Swaps and Derivatives Association. They've been around since 1985, since the inception of the idea of derivatives. And there's all kinds of information on that site. And it looks like they're planning on fixing a derivative with the performance of European Union states to offset the negative value.
Yeah, and they're going to start a new derivatives bubble through carbon credits. This is all stated. And Al Gore and Obama own part of the companies, and it's just total conflict of interest, and they're calling it a global European Union in Gordon Brown's speech.
Yeah, there's all kinds of information on that site. They've got yearly activities reviews going all the way back on that site, and I bet if somebody that knew what they were looking at and looked through that, they could see a paper trail going all the way back on their designs for the world economy on that one website.
They created this fiat bubble to buy up all the real assets, then implode it and make everybody indentured serf to them.
Yeah.
So anyway, good points.
I thought that was interesting. It'd be really nice to see someone like Webster Tarpley take a look at that site and see if they could actually find some hard evidence from internally.
What do you think of the Boston Globe report that they admit they took the pension insurance money and invested it in derivatives and things?
it's completely amazing to me that not only have they done, you know, planned all this stuff for the last 50 years, but now they're just openly stating it in public, you know.
I hear you, brother. Good to hear from you. More calls, fourth hour, Bob Schultz, We the People Foundation, straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, hour number four, coming up in about 15 minutes. Bob Schultz with the People Foundation, the beginning of a series we're going to do the next 2 weeks, plus into tax time with the Private Banker Takeover. He'll be joining us for the last 45 minutes of the show today. Right now, we're taking your phone calls. John in the great state of Texas, you're on the air. John, welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? Good to talk to you. I'd just like to say first, I have enormous respect for you. So I've got a four-month-old at home, and I know what kind of sacrifices you have to do to spend all this time and energy away from your family. I also like to say, I really liked your idea. A couple of weeks ago, you were talking about having either a show or a series of shows where you just had law enforcement call in, because you were saying that they always say that they never get a chance to call in. I think that would be really important.
Oh, my gosh. You just reminded me of another show I promised to do. But it's all the taxes, financial stuff that really weighs me down. Dealing with the infrastructure of 20-plus employees, for me, it's a learning experience. But I promised to do a big two-hour concentration camp show today, I guess I'll have to do it later this week, ahead of Glenn Beck's debunking of it with Popular Mechanics next Monday. So I've got to, guess, not go home today. I was planning to go see the family for about 3 hours, but I've made that promise, and it's important to get all that data back together and go over it all. But, well, we're going to do that. What else is on your mind, sir?
Nothing, just that. You know, I listen every day, and this stuff just, that last caller, not the last caller, but that guy, you know, people just debate the most ridiculous issues when, you know, the truth is right there in front of them. You know, I always think, I've heard you mention several times, it's, you know, it's either tyranny or freedom. Like, you know, once we have freedom, we can debate all this other stuff, you know.
Yeah, and you know, it all becomes an obsession with me. When we have this track record of success, a track record of telling the truth, a track record of building people up and not infighting, a track record of trying to get folks to walk their own road, just to wake up to the systems manipulating them, and instead, as we get bigger and bigger, I find that a lot of folks that are anti-New World Order, they're just mad at anybody who's successful, including the elite. They don't even want us to be successful fighting the globalists, and as we have success, that almost upsets them, and we can't be for real because we're having success. I mean, it's like a plan to fail, you know, type deal that's built in. But it doesn't matter. We just got to ignore it and move forward. So we don't have a choice. This stuff's coming down on us. I mean, all I'm doing is putting out the info. We post almost everything we talk about on the show right here on the websites, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's not about Alex Jones. It's about the information. And
yeah,
I almost
exactly.
Cringe every time I release a hit movie or, you know, get some huge guest, because for me it's about getting the word out and expanding the paradigm of liberty and freedom and shattering the false left-right paradigm. But then I know it means howls of more people from the establishment, from the left, the right, from the grassroots, just getting more frothing towards me because, I just rub some people the wrong way in it, but I overall am the most successful at waking people up because of you, the listeners who take action. So we just got to move forward together and do whatever we can. It's just that now, year after year, people have tried to manufacture lies about me. Year after year, they've tried to invent things and just incredible propaganda, and it's all bull. It's all discredited, but it just kind of mixes together in this big amalgam of delusionalness, and it doesn't upset me that I'm being attacked. It upsets me that these people are that crazy, and that's what discredits us, is that, frankly, just because the establishment lies or spins doesn't mean then the whole mass of humanity, the establishment comes from humanity. It just takes all kinds, but I don't know. I mean, just knowing what's coming down on us, I can't believe that people have turned this into like a high school who's cool, who's not, and everybody hates the football captain. And it's so much fun. And folks, I'm not your football captain. I'm somebody here risking my life, busting my butt. So look at the amount of work we do. Look at the dedication. Look at the fruits of the tree. You talk to 80% of people, what woke you up in the New World Order? It isn't Ron Paul. It's Alex Jones. Ron Paul came on the show last year and said, half our support's been from your show. I didn't prompt him to say that. And like Rodney Dangerfield said, I still can't get any respect. What were you saying?
I was going to say, if they would do 5 seconds of research, they would find out that, you put all your information out there for free. It's not about Alex Jones, like you said, It's about the info.
I hear you, brother. Got to jump. More calls straight ahead. It's just we got this whole world government coming down on us, and there's all this idiocy going on. But that's part of the human process. A lot of positive things are happening, though. The awakening's on.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
before I take a few calls, and then we're going to get Bob Schultz with the People Foundation on, I wanted to play this clip. This is from Fox News that you're about to see, of Hannity and Dick Morris admitting the New World Order global takeover and admitting that we, the conspiracy theorists, are right because we knew how to read government documents 10, 15, 20 years ago. That's all we are, is people that did research. And we're evil, we're bad, I understand that. That's why there's all these police reports demonizing us, but now they've been forced to retract those in Missouri and other places. Because, no, we're the patriots, we're the good guys, we're not the ones stealing your pensions like the foreign banks. Here's the video clip.
They campaign as moderates.
Dick, did you ever think in our lifetime we'd be getting lectures from the communist Chinese on capitalism, that Nicolas Sarkozy and other leaders of France, that we'd be getting lectures?
Would be criticizing us for spending too much.
Criticizing America and warning America, interestingly, not to go down the path to socialism.
But there is a big thing that's going to happen in London at this G20, and then they're hiding it, they're camouflaging it, they're not talking about it. Coordination of international regulation. Mm-hmm. What they are going to do is to put our Fed and our SEC under the control, in effect, of the IMF.
Oh, come on.
They're
you believe
take,
they'll do this?
That's what was in the draft agenda. They call it coordination of regulation. What it really is putting the American economy under international regulation.
Yeah.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Conspiracy theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Yeah. Well, when Geithner,
it's happening.
When Geithner said he would be open to the idea of a global currency last
week. Yeah.
Those conspiracy people had said and suggested that for years.
Right.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And you know, it's what they always do at these conferences is they have the center show is here,
yeah,
and the side show they don't want you to pay attention to.
Right.
The center show is the size of the stimulus packages.
Yeah.
The real show is international regulation of the financial institutions, which is going to happen under the IMF control. And remember, the IMF is run by Europeans,
right,
the World Bank by Americans.
DickMorris.com. Thanks, Dick.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. And coming
up.
Well, and I told you before I even knew this morning, last night, that I'm listening to XM. Now I don't just listen to WAI or KLBJ 590 or the Houston talk stations, Dallas talk stations. I would flip through those and monitor, and I would hear the talking points. You know, I do this in the morning, do this in the evening. My wife says, go get milk at the grocery store at, you know, 11 at night. She forgets to get it. I'm driving down there. I listen. Now I got XM. And, man, it's just bam, 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 Japanese, Russian news in English, all the conservative shows, all the liberal shows, and they're going, I'm losing my pension fund. The New World Order's real. Look, folks, we didn't just guess there was a global currency being set up. We didn't just guess they were going to bankrupt the world economy by design to do it. We got the IMF World Bank documents in 2002 in January. I wrote a book about it. Descent into Tyranny has chapters on it. All we've done is try to warn people, and now it's here. They're taking your pension funds, everything. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, what they don't tell you is the CFR, with almost 5,000 members in the U.S., openly calls for world government's been setting this up. They don't tell you Geithner's going along with it. They don't tell you both parties are controlled. But I guess they're going to have to now in the near future because it's all happening. Look, we always said for 14 years I've been on air, because I was talking to the experts, the old dogs in the fight, been doing it for decades, many of them dead now. And these were colonels and generals in the military. These were, you know, auditors for the IRS. These were people who'd been in the government, been invited into this, and that's how they knew the plan. And then we got the documents, and we knew this. And that's how we told you everything that was going to happen. And I made films and books, and we're on record. And of course we're right, but we don't deserve any special credit. We just did the research. It's like I talk about, the analogy is, knowing all this stuff's like knowing what's coming on TV tonight. It's a TV guide. My wife will call sometimes and say, hey, there's a James Bond movie on TV tonight. You want to watch it? Back when I had such, you know, time to do things years ago, and I'd say, yeah. And then I come home and the movie's on TV, and, you know, we sit around and, you know, eat a late night dinner or whatever after the kids are asleep and watch it. And it isn't like she's psychic and I bow down to her and go, my gosh, how did you know James Bond was on tonight? Or how did you know the Super Bowl was on this Sunday? It's all openly announced. All we're doing is telling you what they've publicly said. That's all. What they won't tell you at Fox is, well, I guess they do now. They put out a video a month ago. We played it here. put out by Fox with all these movie stars and TV stars saying Fox Movies, Fox TV, Fox, all of it is programming to accept global carbon tax and global government. And they, Rupert Murdoch is at the very top of the upper echelon of power. He's all for it. You know, his papers and TV stations he owns in Europe push and promote this and bash the United States. But then here, he says none of it's going on and then bashes Europe. See, it's all about playing us off against each other. Go ahead and get Bob Schultz on for us. We're going to take calls, too, coming up with him on with us, but for everybody that's holding. It's very exhausting, though, because I have a passion to expose this, and I can't control myself not to expose it. I mean, there are hundreds of stories we break, hundreds of things we cover, a lot of original documents, bills we read, we put it out first, gets a lot of attention. It's only because I can't control myself, and I just can't stop reading and researching and documenting and going over it all. And I have this literal tingle in my stomach, goosebumps, you know, on my neck, hair standing up. Because it isn't just a global currency and a global government and global regulations and carbon taxes. They say once they have that in place, they're going to stage a lot of more terror attacks, blame it on shadowy enemies, lock down the cities even more. You think people dying of vaccines is bad now? You think all the soft kill weapons are bad now? This has all just been beta testing. Then it gets even more horrific. I mean, once you're in the New World Order, it's bad. So we always knew that when they finally made the big move, they've been setting it up behind the scenes for a long time, they would have to announce it, and that was their strong point and their weak point, their flux point, where things aren't as rigid, where they're reaching in trying to remold the world, the architecture, we can reach in and stop what they're doing. You know, the struggle is now, the key crossroads. You know, I've interviewed Bob Schultz many times, but I guess I don't have his bio today. I'd like to go over his bio as we go to him here. Bob, just introduce yourself. Tell folks a little bit about your background and corporate stuff and then how you woke up to the private Federal Reserve and the scam. And then I want to talk about the nature of it and everything, but I also want to talk about how it comes out all these IRS agents don't pay it. Most of the Congress doesn't pay it. Most of Obama's administration doesn't pay it. A lot of the governors don't pay it. They're all just a bunch of, I mean, they don't even pay this thing. We didn't have it till 1913, built the nation without it. It all goes to pay interest to the private bankers, you know. I mean, it's such a fraud, like the war on drugs and everything else. So Bob Schultz, We the People Foundation founder, it's good to have you on with us today.
Hey, Alex. Great to be on again. Thank you. Bio. I've got an engineering degree from one of the five federal academies, the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point on Long Island in New York. Have a master's in business and finance from Xavier, completed just about all the coursework required for a PhD in public administration from the Graduate School of Public Affairs at the State University of New York at Albany. Started my career as an engineer with the gas turbine department at the General Electric Company in Schenectady. After a few years, moved over to the Corporate Research and Development Center, a group of some 600 scientists and engineers, and based on some work I was doing there, the Republican governor of Connecticut, a fellow named Mescal, asked if I would go to Connecticut and start up and administer a new state agency, get some laws on the books in Connecticut in this field that I was specializing in. Was there for 3 years, did that, came back to New York. The Democrat governor of New York, Hugh Carey, asked if I would run a policy office and try and get some laws on the books in New York in this field that I was specializing in. I did that. I was a full-time advisor to the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency to hired to try and get some business principles embedded in this huge, huge public works bureaucratic program under the Clean Water Act that funds a lot of the nation's sewer and water works. Was there for a year, was an investment banker with Prudential Bait Securities on the public finance side for 4 or 5 years, started up a management consulting company, and I don't know, woke up when I was 40. Something happened in my neighborhood in upstate New York. I realized the government was manufacturing a crisis and had prescribed a solution that was going to benefit a few of them and their friends, but at everybody else's expense, which is bad enough. But to make matters worse, they're going to violate the law in the process. So I tried to get some questions answered. They wouldn't answer the questions. I had to go to court, and in a very robust decision, the highest court in the state, gave us everything we were asking for, undid the results of a countywide referendum. They had brought the people to the polls by their noses, telling the people, based on entirely what the government was telling them, they went ahead and approved this project. And but we undid the results of a countywide referendum and nullified the resolutions passed by all the town and county boards in approving and financing the project. But that changed my view of government. Until then, I had been led to believe that government was always benevolent, always had the public interest uppermost in its mind, and that these were the good guys. You could trust these people, except for the, you know, every now and then somebody got caught with their hand in a cookie jar. But all of that changed. And then a few years later, I was the subject of some retaliation by the town that was the lead defendant in that case. So now I've not only learned that government is not above manufacturing a crisis, but they can hurt you simply because they don't like you. They can be vindictive. So I decided it was my responsibility as an American to start paying better attention, to be better informed about what my rights were, under the state and federal constitutions, of course, but also start paying more attention to what government was actually saying and doing, and comparing its behavior to with the requirements of our state and federal constitutions.
And for a long time, Bob, you've been talking about the derivatives bubble, all that as well, so you've got a unique perspective on that. We'll get into the criminal IRS, what you've been doing since then, the We the People Foundation, all the great work you've done. On the other side with Bob Schultz, an amazing individual. Stay with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
We are back live, Bob Schultz with the People Foundation. It's impossible to cover all the good work they've done. National ads exposing the IRS as a scam, unconstitutional, never ratified. IRS agents hearing it, researching it for years. Treasury agents going public, being indicted, being found not guilty in courts. I mean, this has been hellish. But if hunger strikes, congressmen involved. Just an amazing individual. Okay, we've recapped how you woke up. Now, how you got into the IRS, what's currently happening, the world government coming out in the open, Bob Schultz. I mean, our credibility now couldn't be higher. It is the platinum standard.
Yes. After 20 years of confronting governmental wrongdoing in New York State, I turned my attention to the federal government in 1999, and one of the first issues that we brought an action against Clinton and Robert Rubin, who was the Treasury Secretary at the time, regarding the bailout of the Mexican peso, and Janet Reno asked the court to dismiss the case based on sovereign immunity, saying that the government was sovereign, we had no right to sue it. Of course, we prevailed there. But then eventually the court dismissed the case for lack of standing. We brought an action against the president, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the Secretary of Defense for applying the armed forces of the United States in hostilities overseas in the Republic of Yugoslavia without a declaration of war as the Constitution requires. The court dismissed that action in 1999. We then turned our attention, learned about Joe Bannister, turned our attention to help him get answers to the questions that he asked his superiors at the IRS office in San Jose.
Yeah, he was a Treasury armed agent as part of their enforcement bureau.
Yes, a special agent, criminal investigation division, a badge, a gun, extremely bright young man.
And he heard DV kid, he'd been there 7 years, making great money, doing good, loved whole family in law enforcement. He hears DV kid on Bay Area radio, stops his car, writes notes. He's going to expose this liar about the IRS being a scam and sending money to foreign banks. And he did 2 years of research. We were the first to interview him. And boom, he found out it was all true.
Exactly. And so he submitted a report to his superiors simply asking them to help him understand and answer some questions. And rather than do that, they showed him the door. They forced him out. We learned about that and decided to help him get answers to his questions. And we went through years of attempting to get the government to address these issues and answer these questions, everything from full-page ads in the USA Today, as you say, a hunger fast, We had press conferences covered by C-SPAN at the National Press Club, which we had Joe Bannister and Bill Benson and Larry Becraft, and but to no avail. And so that was the first of the federal issues that we attacked with petitioning for a remedy to this grievance and government refusing to respond. We turned our attention, and we're still attempting to get the government to respond to those questions. But along the way, we decided to start focusing on other violations of the Constitution. And so we've petitioned the government for a remedy to various other grievances involving violations of the Constitution, including the government's violation of, the War Powers Clause under the Iraq with the Iraq resolution. We petitioned them for a redress of the grievance regarding the violation of the so-called privacy clauses by the USA Patriot Act, the Federal Reserve Act, and its violation of the money clauses. We've petitioned over the government's development. All the facts suggest the government is developing a North American Union, which would effectively, as you know, obliterate our northern and southern boundaries. I don't mind if Mexico is the 51st state, Canada is the 52nd, if they apply for statehood and they're approved and they have state constitutions that guarantee their citizens the rights that our state constitutions
guarantee. That's right. Guarantee. Under globalist systems, you don't have that.
Exactly.
Under the globalist systems, you don't have that. Bob Schultz, long segment coming up, plenty of time to get into this. Let's talk about the latest with the IRS as they're fully discredited. It turns out most of the folks, literally most of the people in the government, aren't even paying the stinking things because they know it's a fraud, too. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
About some of our sponsors. We're going back to Bob Schultz and some of your phone calls. I want to tell you about Home Gain. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered for free. Go to HomeGain, HomeGain.com, and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. It's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home, and again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Now is no time to mess around with your largest asset. Find a quality realtor at HomeGain.com. Visit their link at InfoWars.com and look for Max the Orange Home Gain Gorilla to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You will love this site, HomeGain.com. Also, another one of the fine sponsors that makes this radio show possible is PMemory.net. You spend all this time listening to the show every day, but how much of the information can you actually recall? Test yourself right now and try to recall the show aired 1 week ago. How about 2 weeks ago? And if you cannot recall it, then what's the point? School of Phenomenal Memory. P, the letter P, memory.net. Proven results from lesson one guaranteed. No gimmicks or magic pills, just pure science and real training that makes sense. Memorize what you really need, such as names, daily information, new languages, and even entire books. Dramatically improve natural memory, attention, and thinking speed. Go to pmemory.net and read hundreds of testimonials and download the free ebook explaining how memory really works and get 10% off by mentioning Alex Jones. The School of Phenomenal Memory. PMemory.net. You can click on the banner at InfoWars.com. And lastly, of the sponsors we want to thank that make this radio show possible is Survival Seed Bank. SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, Pilgrim, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds. The UN is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds or the Arctic Circle. Why do you think this is? You know why. Control and power. Solutions from Science is trying to get seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people. One seed bank at a time. One family at a time. At Survival Seed Bank from Solutions from Science contains enough open pollinated seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. Seeds in the Survival Seed Bank are handpicked for exceptional germination rates. Order a couple of seed banks today while you still can. SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com from Solutions in Science. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. I want to thank our sponsors because they also make this transmission possible. Be sure and support our local affiliates, sponsors as well. They make this radio show possible. Now, going back to Bob Schultz with People Foundation, specifically tell folks about the work you've done encapsulating that, what's currently going on with the criminal IRS, and then tie that in. I'm sure you're up on this, how it's coming out that a lot of the government doesn't pay their taxes, including the Treasury Secretary.
Yeah, it's true. We have folks in government that continue to act as though they are, you know, privileged autocrats, while they enslave the rest of us, believing they're above the law. The rest of us can read and comprehend. Thousands of people continue to read and comprehend, cannot find the law that makes them liable. Many of them, small businessmen, they can't find the law that makes them, that requires them to withhold pay earned by their employees. We continue to, many individuals cannot find the law that requires them to file and pay this tax. So they, like Joe Bannister and many, many others, they write their congressmen, they write the IRS, they ask them to answer these questions, help them understand. They get no response. So as free Americans, they act on their beliefs. As individuals, they act on their beliefs. Then, of course, the government comes down and with a ton of, like a ton of bricks, and just takes the legs right out from under them and turns their lives upside down. And many cases, you have some suicides, you have homes families completely destroyed simply because the government will not answer questions.
Yeah, there's no due process either. These aren't regular courts. Same with family courts. It's just this criminal system they've set up in the last 90 years.
Yeah, and so, you know, we learn from all of this, Alex, that individuals and small groups cannot prevail. This guy, Mahatma Gandhi, that brought India out from under British rule, he said correctly that when the people are up against unjust and uncivil government and laws, and they are entitled to reform, as we are, they'll get it only if they follow a three-part formula. He said, if you're missing any one of the three parts, you're going to fail. You need to be proactive, nonviolent, and you need a mass movement. You need a critical mass. Of course, there was this fellow, Martin Luther King, who wrote, Jr., who wrote a piece in 1953 about Gandhi and this formula, and he said, that's the formula I'm going to follow. And he was able to apply it successfully. Proactive, nonviolent, mass movement. And so we've exhausted this foundation, with the assistance of tens of thousands of people across the country for 10 years, we have established a solid record of petitioning, you know, identifying with facts these violations of all of these provisions of the Constitution, whether it's the War Powers Clauses, the Money Clauses, the Tax Clauses, the Privacy Clauses, and so forth. We have laid out, with the assistance of constitutional scholars like Ed Vieira and Walker Todd and others, we've documented these violations, and we have petitioned the government under the First Amendment, last 10 words, the petition clause, the accountability clause. The founders put those 10 words there knowing that this day would come, knowing that people in government will have a natural tendency to step outside the boundaries that we, the people, have drawn around their power. And so they have given us, right there in the document, the last 10 words is the accountability clause, the right to petition for redress of grievances, and under those last, the meaning of those last 10 words is, if we have some evidence that government has violated the Constitution, we can call them on it. We can petition for a remedy. They are obligated to respond. If they do not respond, then we have a government that, in effect, has turned its back on the Constitution. We've called them on it, the servant government. They refuse to respond. Then we have the right to withdraw our money and our resources and our support from that government. But of course, as individuals and small groups, you know, you can't prevail. So we need a mass movement. We've exhausted, with this record that we've established, we have exhausted our administrative remedies. We've exhausted our judicial remedies. It's now time to take a page out of the founders' playbook. They found themselves in the exact same situation that we're now in 1774, 2 years before they signed the Declaration of Independence. They had petitioned their government, a government that was the strongest, most powerful government on the face of the earth. They ruled the seas. They had a huge standing army here after the French were defeated in the French and Indian War. And they started treating the people in our colonies differently from the way they were treating their people back in Great Britain. And the founders, they started to petition for a redress of these grievances, and they petitioned for 11 years. And as the Declaration of Independence says, and our petitions were repeated petitions were answered only with repeated injury. And so what did they do? They decided to get together two or three of their number from each of the
colonies. Let me just interrupt you, because the more they said, hey, you're corrupt, hey, you're stealing property, hey, you're taxing us, you're acting like thugs, you got militarized police, the crown, King George III, would only beef up the number. Same thing happening, but now it's even worse than the British. The British at least weren't looting their own country. Now the elite are just stealing everything. It's gone to a new level of corruption, where now the foreign bankers have imploded everything and have stolen $12 trillion in the last 6 months and are just destroying. And they're just stealing it all and running offshore. So now it's even worse.
Yes, the grievances we're suffering are, as you say, much worse, okay? But we need to do what they did. The solution here is to have a Continental Congress, as they did. They decided, all right, look, we're going to get together in Philadelphia. We're going to talk about these grievances and settle on some course of action. Alex, they did not, as you know, they did not go there to sign a Declaration of Independence. They did not go there to separate. Maybe an exception, maybe Sam Adams may have had that in mind when they went there, but that's not why the rest of them went. They went there merely to talk about these grievances and to discuss what they might be able to do as a free people to defend their rights. Their rights were being violated. And, of course, they convened in September of 74, and then reconvened in 75 and 76, and along the way, things really got hot, and eventually they decided to separate. But we're
that's right, and that's what's happening now. That's what's happening now with the states declaring sovereignty, the people waking up. We're in the process of being reasonable, saying, look, Madoff people are stealing everything. You've taken the pension funds and given them to derivatives. The government stole the government pension funds. Boston Globe today. Look, you're criminals. You need to stop. You need to stop. Go ahead.
Alex, the Constitution does, as you know, it doesn't defend itself. It just lies on your desk. The government isn't going to defend it. We can't rely on the states to get us out of the mess.
No, it's an animating contest.
Yeah, and so the Constitution's going to be defended only if the people defend it. The first step is to get a few of our number, a few people with a proven passion for the Constitution. Three would do. Three from each state. With a proven passion for the Constitution, people of good character, people respected in the communities and so forth, as authors, scholars, activists and so forth, get them together. 150 of us meeting every day at a Continental Congress, not to be confused with a Constitutional Convention. They're entirely different. But every day, the cause of America is still the cause of the world. The lamp of liberty was lit here, no, but nowhere else.
Yep.
There's great interest around the world in what in preserving this continent, this constitutional republic that we've been blessed with. And so let's get these people together. Let's have them every day with facts, no opinions, facts. These are the prohibitions. These are the restrictions. These are the mandates.
Well, I think it's a great idea, but you can only have 150 and not all the kooks and infiltrators. Or because they'll come in and try to stir up trouble. But I think you need to get Ron Paul. You need to get some of these leading state reps that have been calling.
Exactly. Exactly. All the leaders, including yourself, Alex, this is an invitation to you. All of the leaders of these Constitution-based liberty and freedom-oriented organizations need to come together. I've just reserved and paid for 11 rooms at Jekyll Island for May 13th. Judy and I are getting on a train in New Jersey. And we're taking that train down to Jessup, Georgia. We're taking a ride over to Jekyll Island, where we will spend all day Wednesday and Thursday and then take the train back. I've already called Ed Griffin. He says it's a great idea. I'll get on the train. I've called Ed Vieira. He said it's a great idea. I'll get
on the train. And again, this can be a prototype. I didn't know you were going to announce this on the air, and I'll certainly come. It can be a prototype for even bigger ones in the future, and then to have others mimic it, to have a national debate of the people through a Declaration of Independence to lay out the swarms of bureaucrats eating out our substance, the quartered troops among us, the usurpations, the having legislatures erected in faraway lands, global government.
Alex. The idea is to bring these leaders together to lay out the groundwork, help prepare the groundwork for, do the groundwork for a Continental Congress. A Continental Congress where you have people with a proven passion for the Constitution getting together every day with a worldwide webcast. So every day their deliberations, their discussions, their debates, and then eventually their decision-making process is webcast around the world. And everything uttered in that room is recorded. A written transcript is prepared by stenographers. We'll pay for all of that, okay? But we cannot. It's going to be up to the people in the states to nominate and choose the three people that they want to go off to participate in this upcoming Continental Congress. We can't get the mass movement. All we can do is set up 50 state websites and have all of the information about the Continental Congress, what it is, why it was convened, what the issues are, and the progress, all the news coming out.
Yeah, but that was state legislator leaders and others who would just be nominated by their own their own legislature to be sent to the original one.
Today, Alex, I think you would admit the states are inextricably intertwined.
No, but let me just add, the caliber, Bob, the caliber of the founding fathers, inventors, scientists, genius-level people, they really were, read their writings. I'm a pretty smart guy, and I have trouble, even reading some of it. I have to really digest it. Right. My whole deal is that's what always happens is these guys knew how to work together. These were of great caliber. You're of great caliber.
So are you, and so is that.
But I mean, can you imagine the squabbling and arguing about who would go to that and the power trip of it? So, I mean, how would a state nominate somebody to send them then if it's not through the legislature?
All right, look, here's the procedure, and on our website there is a link for the procedure. We get people, first of all, we say that the people that are to be nominated and chosen are people with a proven passion for the Constitution, right? So we get all these nominations. We get all of these, you know, the full spectrum. We are hiring a company. We pay $30 a piece to find out if that person is who they say they are. That's all we do. Then we turn it over to the leaders of these liberty-oriented groups in the states to complete the vetting process. Then those names get placed on the state website. And then by affidavit, you know, paper ballots, hand-marked, hand-counted, people cast their votes based on the nominees that are on that page. And the people in the states, the people in the freedom movement, they know who these people are. And these state coordinators and their assistants and so forth, we know who they are, Alex. And they decide who they're going to put on state website.
Good. Well, I'll support it. I wish you guys luck. It sounds good. We need more stuff like this. I'll have you back on next week or something to talk more about it, because we're almost out of time. But this is, you know, just this is a process, the evolution, the development of the second American revolution we hope to carry out in a freedom-oriented manner. Overall, Alex, Bob, go ahead.
Alex, mark your calendar. The train leaves on the 12th from New Jersey. Of course, it stops in D.C. and Richmond and so forth. We'll put out an article. I forget the train number. I think it's number 97. But anyway, he gets down there. It's an overnight trip. Judy and I have reserved the sleeper car. We arrived there on the morning of the 13th, a Wednesday. We're there all day and all day Thursday, and then we take the train back. So put on your calendar. Make that trip with us. And Ed Vieira, Ed Griffin, all of these other folks are agreeing to make that train ride. Join us, please. And we'll lay the groundwork. We'll deal with issues like you're raising. You know, how best to choose these people who will be the delegates.
Yeah, so this is a preliminary planning meeting to then launch that. Oh, sure. Well, that sounds like some great footage anyway, so I'd like to bring my cameras. And the new Obama film is going to be done by mid-May, though, and then I got to send it off to be mass-produced for July 4th. But regardless. I could put that in another film, because that's important, you know, to get the message out. That's our committees of correspondence.
We've got to start pushing back, Alex. The people have to push back, and they have to do it by the numbers. Without that critical mass or mass movement, you know, it's
I agree with you. I had no idea. I just said a week ago, hey, set Bob Schultz up. I haven't talked to him in a while. And you've gotten a lot done, so I'm very excited. I'd like to be involved with it and promote it and everything here on the radio, so that's very exciting. We'll come back with the final segment with our guest. Stay with us.
People around the world are testifying that their cataracts are quickly disappearing like magic thanks to CanSee. The original CanSee eye drop used in clinical trials maintains that only the original unadulterated formula is effective in reducing, reversing, and slowing the occurrence of senile cataract. CanSee can also assist in lowering the intraocular pressure associated with glaucoma. CanSee is beneficial for contact lens disorders, to treat corneal disorders, combat eye strain, Kinney's computer vision syndrome, and more. People enjoying the benefits while using CanSee report no side effects, and the drops are gentle and don't cause eye burning. With regular use, people using CanSee drops report a difference in their vision in as little as 30 days, and some have their cataracts completely disappear within months. CanSee, that's can-letter-C, is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
Day after day. You know, I said I'd take some of your calls. We did in the last hour, into this hour, but we're just not going to be able to. So everybody call back tomorrow and we'll get to you. Take a lot of calls coming up the next few days. It's just that this is too important with what Bob Schultz is talking about. Spirit of liberty is everywhere. Sons of liberty, daughters of liberty. Arise, defend your republic. They're openly announcing world government, openly announcing the foreign banks have stolen all the money. I mean, Boston Globe, where they're stealing the pension funds. The government's given the pension funds to the derivatives houses. I mean, this level of criminality even shocks me. These people are so bold. Bob Schultz, We the People Foundation, give out the website for folks that want to visit it.
WeThePeopleCongress.org.
WeThePeopleCongress.org. We have that up on the TV screen right now as we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. But we'll definitely have you back up as this develops, and I'll probably take your invitation to that. I'm just so tied down here with work and the info war, trying to just awaken the minds out there, set the fires of liberty that grow into huge, you know, infernos. But specifically, does it even shock you, being from business, to just see the lawlessness that's going on?
It's unprecedented. It's dumbfounding that this could go on. You know, simply because 65 million people vote for somebody, you know, that we can't overturn the will of the voters. You know, the Constitution means nothing. Sorry, but that Constitution is the supreme law of the land. The problem is it doesn't defend itself. We've got to do that. The record is clear, Alex. For 10 years now, we've been establishing this record with the assistance of tens of thousands of people around the country. We have petitioned, we have documented these violations, as you have, but we've documented these violations of the various provisions, restrictions, mandates of the Constitution. But importantly, we have petitioned with the assistance of constitutional scholars, professionally, intelligently, rationally, laid it out, served them all. And our repeated petitions are being answered only with repeated injury. And so the question is, what's the appropriate next step for a free people to take? Just as the founders had a record of petitioning for 11 years, we have this solid record of petitioning for redress, and our petitions are being answered.
And to dream is destiny. We have to know this is our course. I mean, we have right on our side. The people are waking up. The corruption is evident, just like the Declaration of Independence states. This is another great solution, and I commend you with the work that you're doing.
Thanks, Alex. Look forward to working with you.
No, you bet. I look forward to and I'm just glad I thought to get you on. I didn't even know you were planning this. I know you're always out there doing such great work. You know, overall, discrediting the IRS as a criminal group and paying for the interest on the debt, as Ronald Reagan's commission showed, I mean, that's now widely known. And the fact that a lot of government people aren't paying taxes, that's now widely known. So the establishment is just upping their looting and just saying, we don't care. We telling Congress if they don't do what the executive says, they'll declare martial law, and that's mainstream news, and I have congressmen on the show who've been threatened. I mean, this is la-la land that's going on. We had in the Fed protest around the country, and we got the secret Army documents, called them, and they confirmed it, that the Army intelligence is spying on us. I mean, Army, Pentagon, you work for the bankers. We're the good guys.
And we have an accountability clause. We can hold them accountable. We can do it constitutionally and legally. We just have to do it by the book. We have to make sure that the sympathies of people around the country and around the world go to us, not the government. You know, we have to connect the dots in the minds of many people, Alex. And that's what the Continental Congress will do. Every day we will go through these violations with facts. Every day we will go through these attempts to hold the government accountable. And every day with facts we will show that the government simply refuses, absolutely refuses, to be held accountable, refuses
All right.
to justify...
Very exciting, completely rogue government. Bob Schultz, We the People Congress, .org. We'll talk to you soon. Very exciting. Godspeed, my friend.
Stay well, Alex. Stay well. Bye.
Thank you so much for spending time with us. So that's it for this transmission. Huge, packed, very informative show from pillar to post. It restarts on the internet streams, one place, my websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv, one place on the web. All over AM and FMs will be re-airing us. God bless you. Spread the word about the show. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.